Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What are you
going to
do today?
Whatever I feel like I want to do.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life? Make me look like a freaking idiot?
Paul Perillo.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat?
And Andy. And Andy?
Are you going to eat your tots?
Andy Hart.
Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starving. I didn't get to eat anything today.
Eric Scalavino.
Aren't you pretty good at drawing, like, animals and warriors and stuff?
Yes. Probably the best that I know of.
For now, anyway.
It took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip. It's probably the best drawing I've ever done.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin 1/4 mile. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? If a coach would have put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions. I'd have gone pro, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I hope you're listening. It's a 2 o'clock start today, and if you didn't know that, you know it now. You probably went on the website looking for us at noon and saw that it was scheduled for 2, I hope, and here you are. You know, if you didn't go to the website and you didn't know, you should get your ass on Twitter and start following Patriots.com on Twitter, because we sent out that notice yesterday, and because of the practice, we're moving the start of the I can't believe what's going on here.
There's a lot going on here today.
We're
going to
get into it in a second, but we'll be here until 4 o'clock Eastern, 2 to 4 today. Same email address, webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. You're not going to eat all those, are you? Webradio@patriots.com.
This is unbelievable. Who's the lunch buyer today?
Right off the bat, I have to thank Larry. Larry Sincotta.
Did you start with dessert?
Huh? No, I had a chowder. Larry bought lunch today, and he bought it from Skipjack's.
And sent extra.
And, like, went way beyond.
The shrimp cocktail.
Appetizers, desserts.
Rolls.
Unbelievable.
Paul's.
Calamari.
So we'll get to Larry from San Diego's
So, email. Paul, you're not upset about this anymore?
Well, how many times am I going to eat the one thing that I would like to eat?
I do have to say.
Paul, you are so stubborn. Soda? It's unbelievable. Just because it's a seafood place, you couldn't order food?
Anybody have any money I can borrow to go to the vending machine?
What did you want me
they
to order?
They have hamburgers. Right. They have...
Tamashii are the best.
You know?
I've had the stuff from there. And I don't want to...
All right. Can we talk about serious stuff?
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
All right,
today.
We got to get to practice, but I just want to say Skipjack's is one of the Patriot Place restaurants, and here's the deal. If you're a PFW listener, you go to any Skipjack's, and they're all over the place, tell them you're a listener of PFW in Progress, and they'll look at you with like you have two heads.
And when they're done saying, what the bleep is that?
So that's the deal. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Paul and Andy are here. Eric's updating the site, I guess.
We have blogged. Paul and Andy have
blogged.
Oh, no. Tom Brady talked for like 25, 28 minutes.
This is a lot. Even we can't
make it. So, guys, I wasn't able to go to practice. I was busy today. So I'm hearing this for the first time. Tell us what happened. Brady's back on the field.
Rusty is all get up, as Tom Brady pointed out himself. He was very rusty.
Should we go through, like, set the whole scene here, Freddie?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I will say this.
He's elite.
I've been here for 10 years, Fred, and they're very unofficial. I know that some people actually keep track of this stuff. I cannot remember a day with more media here than we're here today.
Even, like, pre-playoffs and all that stuff? I don't know.
Fred, there was literally, like,
I'm not
national
talking for
websites.
You know, game.
National
AFC
magazines.
That's different.
Okay.
National... TV, national.
And did they all think that they were going to get a one-on-one with Tom Brady?
No, but
Brady
was back.
What I don't get is,
I know,
Brady has been in the news for like the last week, whether it was Lacrosse Day on ESPN, Peter King's teasing his story, then Peter King's story, Patriots.com showing practice footage, Patriots.com talking to him.
The suddenness of the story is
gone. Like we
gone.
Haven't seen Tom Brady in forever. We've seen him all over the place.
So, Fred, what they did was in front of the stands that are in the side of one of the fields.
Unprecedented.
I've never seen them do this. They had Brady talk in that area down on the field. All the cameras were up in the stands, so yep. They could use that as sort of a platform. There had to be 25 cameras, Andy, would you say, conservatively. They actually had the, you know, the, I don't even know, what's the box called? That they
malt box.
Malt box. Malt box. Thank you. They had that out there so all the, you know, the radio people and the TV people could plug their mics in. It was a major, major production. And Tom spoke for 25 minutes. And he ran the gamut. He talked about everything. And
are we going to get cuts of that? Or have we discussed that or no?
Not going to be able to do that while the food is here.
I know we're going to put the entire press
that'll,
conference
that'll
on
all be up as soon as
and it's worth the listen. There are a lot of interesting aspects of the interview. Eric will be down later. He was there for the whole thing. I bounced in and out to other players.
But some of the parts that I heard were kind of if you've seen the Sports Illustrated story, oh man, you got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable. A Diet Pepsi passes right in front of my eyes, and it's not for me. Anyway, Brady talked about a lot of the stuff they talked about. If you've seen the Sports Illustrated story that Peter King wrote, there's a lot of similarities to the answers in that. And that, you know, how when he got hurt, you know, initially he was, you know, you go through that shocked period and, you know, kind of that reality sets in of the game goes on without you, stuff like that I heard him talking about. Did wear a brace, as we expected. He was wearing long pants. He had sweatpants on, so you couldn't see it, but you could tell he had a brace underneath. Tom said unequivocally that, yes, he did have a brace on, and he was not happy with his performance today. Now, he was rusty, there's no doubt, but you know, I don't think anybody is going to read anything more into that.
But I was glad he said, because I would have come in here and said he was rusty, and everybody would have made fun of us.
Now, Tom said he wasn't happy.
He threw the ball a lot, bounced a few balls. Now, it was wet. It was damp. I saw O'Connell, Gutierrez, and Hoyer struggle at times with their throws, so I think there was some ball issues there that was also a part of it. But
right.
He was just not up to Tom Brady standards.
And Tom did, you know, I thought he did flat out say he didn't complete as many passes as he would hope.
Did he say he was a little nervous at all?
I didn't hear that, but again, whenever it comes, he'll be able to give us, because he was at the whole thing. I talked to Joey Galloway.
Hard to believe for a three-time Super Bowl MVP.
It's a little bit different. He never experienced anything like this. He admitted
know.
That.
Right. He doesn't
but
know.
He's been out there. We're thinking this is the first time. He's been out there.
But not in front of everybody. It's different.
I would doubt that he would admit that, even
that
if he
there
was, even
20
if he
cameras there.
I'd
be stunned.
But anyway,
so keep going.
While that was all going on, Andy and I and a handful of others were down getting other players, some of the guys that talked, Joey Galloway, Greg Lewis, Sean Springs, Lawrence Maroney, Lee Bodden, Adalys Thomas, Matt Light, you know, maybe one or two others that I missed. But
most people were at Brady, so there were
almost
as many
everybody.
Looking.
Yeah, it was great because, you know, all the guys, I talked to Lewis and Galloway, Andy talked to Bodden and Springs, I think, for a little while, and also Maroney, we bounced in. You kind of had your pick of the litter of anybody else. We tried to get Randy Moss. We thought it might be a great opportunity to get Randy Moss.
That would be a good name for a financial firm. At Lewis and Galloway, we take your investments seriously.
Lewis and Galloway.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll go change my blog post to all Lewis right. and Galloway.
Anyway.
But that it was really a kind of a surreal scene with all those people around Brady, and it went on forever.
And, of course, I
thought
the
he
usual
looked like
suspects.
He was.
How many for the Globe? Was it the usual Globe or more?
More.
There was Chris Gasper and Mike Reese, who were always here. But in
right. Maserati and Shaughnessy.
I didn't see Shaughnessy. Bob Ryan was here.
Bob Ryan, I mean. Sorry.
Okay, I didn't know if you saw him in addition.
No, I mixed those two up.
And you know that there was probably the various web guys
those
that we don't
you read
know.
On the blog, Forsberg. And,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know those guys.
So it's almost like the start of training camp.
But yeah, everybody.
Oh, this was way there was way more people here than the start
the
than day one of training
camp. Following, you know, the draft and all that has never had right. anything like this.
And I asked Lee Bodden, I said, you know, what do you make of this as a player? I mean, is this even more than you'd expect, you know, coming to New England, whatever? And he said, yeah, I knew it was a big market, but he goes, I'd interview Tom Brady if I had a chance to. So
that's good.
People are I think their understanding of Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Well, and I said this before, and we had, I don't know if we argued about it or what, but this New England has never had a sports superstar like Tom Brady. We've had the biggest superstars in terms of sports, but we've never had a sports celebrity like Tom Brady.
Which is, example today was, I guess he had a picture, Paul, in the paper of him riding his bike with his kid with no helmet on.
Yeah.
So then apparently EEI was talking about him riding his bike with no helmet on, so a reporter asked him,
it's a bad example for my kid.
Why were you riding a bike with no helmet on?
Unbelievable.
And he said, do I really need to go wear a helmet? I wasn't going that fast. And everybody's like, yeah. And he's like, well, maybe Mr. Kraft can provide me a helmet to wear next time.
Oh,
he joked about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to chime up. Well, you see what happened to Ben Roethlisberger when he didn't have a helmet on, and there went the Steelers. But I thought Brady was very interesting. A couple of things I heard that kind of stood out to me. One question was, are you confident you can be the same player you were before the injury? And he said, we'll see. Talk is cheap. And I like
that answer.
I did too. When you hear it, you might not like it as much because it wasn't an overly confident we'll see, talk is cheap. But I found it an interesting answer. Another thing he threw in the middle of some answer was, I think he was talking about some of the newcomers, the Galloways and the veterans coming in here to do something special maybe.
Right.
And he said, we're all trying to do something special. It's been going on 5 years now since we've had a season like we want. Back when they won Super Bowls,
right.
You know, obviously the
right.
whole.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, they came pretty close a couple years ago with
you
the
season.
You
can't count that.
And I like that.
Yes.
I like that it don't mean a thing.
That's
if
right.
You ain't got that ring
That's
kind
right.
of feel to it. And I guess apparently, I don't think either of us heard it, but he also, in a question about off-field stuff, mentioned children and the kids. And
all the wonderful things that happened in his life over the last year.
It was followed
with
up
the children
by
children and the wife, you know,
kids,
marriage
question
and
mark.
Children.
And he coyly laughed it off like, "Uh-oh, did I just acknowledge that we're having a kid?" And
well, do you remember back in when they had
in trouble
a few years ago before Giselle, he had the interview with 60 Minutes and the famous line, "There's got to be more to life than this,"
which he totally went the other way in the Peter King story this week.
No. The more to life is having the kid and a wife. That is what he was talking about. I think now he's complete.
Okay, I was talking about when he said that that foot specifically football is not the
right.
be all end all.
Right.
That was last year, not several years ago. 60 Minutes. That was last year, and he said there's more to it. God didn't create football. I'm paraphrasing here. That's not the be all end all. It's not all I'm about.
Right.
And now it is.
Now
Go
it
Peter
is.
King.
Now
what
he says,
would
what
I
else
do?
Would I do? Bungee jump or whatever.
Do is not the same as be. He is a father now and a husband. And to him, that's the whole thing. As far as what he's going to do, yeah, what else would he do except football? And I think that's great. I think Patriots fans should be.
I think that's great, too.
I agree. I think it's contradictory to what he previously
yeah,
said.
Yeah, that's all. I think it's great that he said what he said to Peter King.
Well, how does it contradict to what he said before?
It certainly seemed like he didn't feel that way about football last year when he said that.
Maybe because
he stopped competing, priorities in his life. It doesn't sound like that anymore. As I predicted accurately, this reignited his fire for the game
think,
of football.
Look,
he said specifically
I don't wanna,
he couldn't believe the game went on
right,
without him.
I know, but
it's like
but,
you're carted off the field
but
and the game goes on.
Hear me out here, okay? And I don't want to get this into another Tom Brady 2-hour discussion because there's a lot of other players we want to talk about that were out there. But since he had that kid, that changed his life, and there was an adjustment period. I think
yes.
now he understands how it's going to work, and now I think he can get back to realizing that as far as what I want to be other than a dad and football is what it is. He's over that adjustment period. I mean, that threw him for a loop. He did not expect to have a kid. And once he had the kid, he wasn't about to just put that kid on the back burner. That was a big adjustment period
right.
for someone.
So
who,
he changed.
He did change.
Right.
He
that's
did
all,
change.
But that's all we're saying.
But
that's
now
all we've said all along.
And he changed last year.
And he changed
and
back.
And he's changed back because now he's over the adjustment period.
Right.
But that's all
Which
we've said all
my
along.
Point. But there's nothing wrong
he's
with
now
that.
Now here
that
for the offseason program.
That doesn't make him a hypocrite.
Who,
read,
but who said,
you called him a hypocrite.
Who said he's wrong?
I don't
wrong.
Think I used the word hypocrite. I said it contradicted what he said in the past. That's not calling him a hypocrite.
All right.
But you're putting a negative connotation on something yeah, that I wasn't
also,
being negative about.
I think you're also trying to start an argument that we
no,
have
not.
Said that no, that we've said that he's not the biggest sports celebrity in Boston history. I don't know whoever argued with you on that.
No one. Fred starts these arguments that don't actually exist.
Listen, he's at a level of sports that's comparable to countless others, you know, Williams and Russell or whatever. On top of all of that, you throw Giselle. You're the best.
That's right.
You're the best.
That's right.
But the breast? Was that a Freudian slip? Are you talking about Giselle?
You throw Giselle on top of all of that, there's not even an argument to be made that he's not the most, whatever, larger-than-life sports celebrity that Boston's ever had.
That's correct.
I don't know who argues with you on that.
No one.
That's not even me, and I can argue with anybody on anything.
You had the big argument in your office.
No, the argument was turning that into money for the team or something.
I'll tell you what the argument was, because I remember it specifically. You argued that he could have gotten Giselle no matter what he did in life.
No, I didn't say that.
And I said, without the Patriots.
I never said that.
I said, without Giselle, without the Patriots, there's no Giselle.
Can we table this argument for next week?
Because now we're not the argument.
Okay, move on. There was practice action. Today's a good day to talk football.
I agree.
We can have that argument next.
Can you pass me a shrimp?
You're not going to eat all of them, are
you? I just want one.
They're huge.
You just had like seven.
Who was this guy? Larry what? What's his last name?
Cicada.
Cicada? This is the best meal we've ever had. By far the best meal we've ever had.
Well, it is because Toyota just got me a Diet Pepsi.
Screw that. We have dessert, appetizers.
That puts it over the top.
Those shrimp cocktails, those are like the ones that if you go to the restaurant, they charge you like $4.
Well, then you're the best too, Doc.
Like, by the piece. That's real deal shrimp right there. What a pansy. I can't believe you were half done eating by the time we were down here, too.
All right, keep going.
What's that over there?
There's various desserts. This looks like a bread pudding that I'm saving for myself.
Oh.
There's another one.
There's
right
another
next
one
to
if you want it. No.
Had I realized there was other options, I wouldn't have had that.
What?
Go ahead.
First thing, I'd like to urge people to go to the blog because Paul and I broke down the workouts. Paul focused, as he did last week, sort of at the linebacker position. He focused today on the wide receiver position, the newcomers, Galloway and Lewis, how they might fit into the offense. I just threw out all my reactions to practice and all the different talking to people. I thought there were some interesting things out there. We should mention Jerod Mayo, Vince Wilfork, Jarvis Green, Ty Warren. I'm trying to think of the most notable. There were 15 players not on the field. Those guys I just mentioned are the most notable.
Yeah.
Sammy Morris, I'm trying to think of starting
caliber.
Jerod Mayo, the center of your defense was lacking in this workout as Wilfork and Mayo not there. Obviously, anyone who read the Boston Globe today, Mike Reese kind of piecing together that the Wilfork absence could be related to a lack of ongoing contract discussions and maybe him not being happy and kind of going down the road of not taking part in voluntary activities such as this. But Mayo, I don't have any reason. I believe Green and Warren are two guys who had off-season procedures, so there's good reason why they wouldn't be out there. Mayo, I have no
he's watching film
prior knowledge of why he wouldn't be out there. But those were some of the guys that were missing.
You just say he was watching film.
Brandon Merriweather was also not out there.
Yeah, out of the 15, I would say 8 or 9 were somewhat significant. And I think
were most of them on defense?
Well, yeah.
Merriweather, Mayo, Green, Warren,
Wilfork, Green, Warren. Yeah, that's
Morris is the only.
He needed to give the guys reps. The other guys reps.
Along those lines, Brewski not out there.
Brewski was another one, yeah.
Playing the mic role and leading the huddle and calling in the plays, Gary Guyton.
Aha! There you go.
Tank Williams, was he out there? He was.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
With the linebackers, by the way.
But I thought that was notable. Adalis Thomas was out there. He certainly could have taken the signs and called the
huddle.
Well,
he's a little rusty. He hasn't played in a while.
Taking the signs? I mean, he was on the field.
I'm saying there was
he was too rusty to stand in front of the huddle and take the signs? From Pepper?
Who, AD?
Yeah. How does rust affect you?
Would they normally have the outside guy do that if they had to?
Mike Vrabel did it. When they had injuries last year, there were a lot of times Vrabel was at the head of the huddle.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look for
generally,
experience.
It's your most experienced, knowledgeable defender.
Yeah. No,
and Gary Guyton was filling that role. Right. Now, there's a difference between filling that role in an OTA to lay the foundation so Gary Guyton can do it in the year, or who you would Thomas be doing if it were December 20th. My guess is it would be Adalis Thomas.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to go with coldest May 28th ever, Fred.
Yeah.
It was freaking freezing
out. It was cold out there.
All right. So that's good. This is great news for Patriots fans.
What is great news?
This whole thing. Oh. Brady out there.
Well, you just followed up us listing all the players who weren't on the field.
No,
and you said,
this is
great news.
There's a reason why they're not going to get the reps today because he's got to get these other guys reps. That's why.
So what is the great news?
The great news is that this is another step toward a Super Bowl. guaranteed for the Patriots.
What is?
Everything's in line.
What?
This whole offseason. It's all leading up to a Patriots Super Bowl.
But what today was that?
Brady being back, spending 25 minutes with the media, saying all the right things. You know, Galloway's there. Moss is there.
He could have taken a dump on the field, and you would have said that was laying the foundation for the Super Bowl. I mean,
if he had, it would have been a good dump.
Let's go to the emails, see what they want to talk
about. No, we're not going to the emails.
This isn't going anywhere at all.
What are you arguing over there?
So, I mean, Ty Warren had, like, multiple surgeries in the offseason. He's not out there because we want to get, you know, Myron Pryor reps. I'm just thought of a defensive lineman off the top of my head. I don't know.
So as far as performance standouts, you talked about Brady, you know, being a little rusty, you know, short balling it a few times. What else?
I thought the corners looked good. I thought both Lee Bodd and Sean Springs were around the ball, and both made nice breaks on the ball. I thought they had a
next
very
OTA,
good day.
Fred. I think that's going to be the one I focus on. There is Springs and Bodd.
And Michael and Lewis made a great catch from Kevin O'Connell, one that drew the praise of Tom Brady himself.
Not only that, but Greg Lewis made a great catch
what
too.
Did I call him
Mike Lewis.
Michael Lewis.
He's the writer, right?
Yeah. Greg Lewis did make a terrific catch, play of the day type catch.
Definitely
deep
play
slant,
of the day.
Just. Great coverage by Springs. He was right there. The throw had to be perfect, and it was. And the catch had to be perfect, and he made a diving catch sliding across.
Who was coaching the receivers?
That would be Chad O'Shea. Nick Caserio continues to work a lot with
the receivers.
Okay.
He spent a lot of time with them in positional drills, throwing to them. Then they went to teamwork. He was talking a lot to Moss. And
was there any special teams work? Kicking? Any long snapping being done?
Yeah, yes. Actually, we watched that for a while because
Hodel bounced one.
Hansen took a lot of he had a lot of work. I thought he punted for a long time, Hansen.
Oh yeah.
So obviously they're getting long snaps on every one of those kicks.
Right.
We watched that for a little bit. There was I noticed that both guys have good velocity, but and Andy put it, I thought perfectly. Neither one of these guys right now can be considered in the same level
as Lonnie Paxton.
There weren't a lot of wild snaps, but I noticed that Chris would catch the ball left or right.
Right.
Not every time. Some of them were right on. But once in a while, I would see him, the two arms would come over, he'd catch it and kick.
Yeah. You know, something where the guy has a stopwatch and it's 2.1 seconds. Well, that can be a point.
By the way, Chris Hansen, unbelievable day punting the ball.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Good. He's building off that strong performance in the tough winds of Buffalo.
Yeah. Maybe that snapped him out of his
funk.
Because he was, I mean, seriously, eye-opening one after another.
Was Gostkowski out there?
He was catching all the punts. He didn't kick.
Did you get to talk to him about the challenge?
Mm-mm. No.
No?
No. I did not. Lawrence Maroney and Matthew Slater were the initial group of kick returners during special teams.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. And then I thought it was interesting when Maroney had a ball bounce off his hands and go over his head.
Do you know sometimes Kevin Falk used to catch him over his head?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I used to think he was just kind of clowning around, showing how great his hands were. Well, Maroney had one of those that he wasn't doing on a purpose. He kind of misjudged it and was backpedaling, and he put his hands up, and he barely got a piece of leather.
Right.
Almost went right through. So that didn't go well.
Yeah.
But
Slater looking fast.
Maroney back there,
left
I think, is
wrapped.
Key. I think Maroney is going to be in that mix. I think Maroney will be a kick returner.
Yeah. Interesting question posed to
Lawrence. Was Fred Taylor out there?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting question posed to Lawrence Maroney. Where do you think you'll be next year? Oh, not that.
Oh.
And hopefully here, which I thought was interesting, the hopefully. You know, that another example of he acknowledges that he hears, though, is Maroney going to be there? Is he's not? Is it?
It's funny because I was listening to some of my tape, too, about, on him. And someone asked him if the coaches... You know, is he disappointed at all in his performance in the last couple of years? Have the coaches expressed to you any disappointment? It's like, you have to ask the coaches. And he got real short with it. And at the same time, you hear him saying stuff like, well, I hope it's here. Almost like acknowledging that there has been some discontent with the, you know, a lack of satisfaction from the coach's point of view. He was kind of odd today. He usually is one of the most jovial guys with the media. He's always joking back.
Right.
He's always willing to talk. He had a lot of short answers today.
Yep.
Some good questions.
I would almost say curt
good.
He was with the questions.
Good. Some good questions, though.
Now, on the other hand, Joey Galloway, unbelievable with the media.
Yeah. Good.
That's what I figured. Just wanted to make sure. The guy who's curt, good. The guy who's not hurt, good.
Galloway has earned the right to be whatever he wants
to be. I wouldn't say that he was overly good. I just threw that out there because I wanted to hear you say that was good.
No, but Maroney, you know, I'd rather see less jovial Lawrence Maroney, more, you know.
Adalys Thomas stabbed a reporter. Good, good.
Good.
Got to be aggressive with the questions.
Guy was probably looking for it.
Deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so
It was overwhelming a little bit.
There was a lot going on.
Today.
Really? It was the opposite of rookie last week, whatever they called it, OTA with just the rookies, whatever. Yeah. Today I thought you could really see some football, even though it's just shorts and helmets, some competition, some skills, some, you know, like I said, the cornerback already seems like it's going to be a competitive position. Will Height had an interception deep, so that's at least three guys that I thought at corner played pretty well today.
So even after the Super Bowl years, we've never seen a mini camp like this.
Well, like today. Well, we've never had these before, first of all.
This is only the second year they've had these open, these OTAs.
These were always closed.
But the thing that made today so big was Brady's return.
Of course.
There's not going to be, you wouldn't have had one quarter of the people here.
And it'll
today.
Drop off next week when we have access again.
Yeah.
To the same type of workout.
Yeah.
Because now it's run-of-the-mill.
You'll go back to the regulars that are here every day for training camp practice.
Well, yeah, the national people won't be here.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Today
they shouldn't be here today.
Well, I do think that from a national perspective, Fred, a lot of the luster, a lot of the suddenness of Brady's return was taken away because of that ESPN thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
it definitely hurt us.
And then the Sports Illustrated story got his comments,
yeah.
And the ESPN cameras got him working.
Yeah, the Patriots.com had a video of Brady on the field yesterday. And there was a little bit of a bump in terms of traffic, but nothing near what I think it would have been had ESPN not gotten the video from Sunday, or Monday, actually. So,
no question. I mean, you would have had a lot of people linking to it.
That was huge on you know, Tuesday. Every news show had that footage.
You got the bump in traffic yesterday was Patriots fans to watch it. Whereas had you not seen the ESPN stuff, the bump in traffic would have been much larger because it would have been
everybody
linking to it. It would have been on Pro Football Talk and this and that, and everybody would have been going to see it. Whereas yesterday was just kind of Patriots fans, a next step in the process.
Sure.
Right. No one passed it around. Isn't there a term for that?
Viral?
Viral. It didn't get viral yesterday.
Okay, so we want to
a little bit like Ron Hobson and Kevin Mannix with you. I just like say these things, and I utter a syllable, and Andy fills in the blank for me.
The fried seafood platter is tremendous.
That's good.
Skip Jack.
Well, speaking of that, I do want to thank Larry again from San Diego and get to his email right now. He says, "Hey guys, and Fred and Paul and Andy and Eric and Doc, I hope you enjoyed the lunch, and I hope Fred shared the extras I threw in with you. I wanted to buy you a nice lunch now because my company's biggest customer is GM. So unless I get some of that government bailout, it might be a while before I can do this again. My wife and I were planning to go to the Titan game in Foxborough and then go with you all to England, but that is on hold until I find out what happens with the company. Anyway, I'm very excited about the upcoming season. When I look at the teams that were good last year, I don't see any team that we can't beat. I know we will not go undefeated, but just knowing we have a great chance to win every game is exciting. I think if the Pats, the pro NFL team in New England, execute their game plan, there is no team that can touch us. Obviously, there will be injuries and failed execution that will cause us to lose a couple games, but no team in the NFL is set up better to win this year, and I have a couple of questions. Can't agree with Larry more.
I couldn't either. I think he's right on.
One, I was wondering what your expert opinions are on how the year off will benefit Brady's arm strength. I think this year will be the biggest benefit, and especially toward the end of the year. I also think Brady missed football last year, and he's coming in with a refreshed attitude. I think he might retire earlier now that children came into the picture, and I believe this will make him more focused on football for the years he has left.
I agree with that. I think it'll be a negligible advantage for his arm to have rested for a year. Yeah. I think that's minor. But, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I like to toot my own horn, so I'll say it. I said it at the time. I thought this would reignite his passion for the game.
You did. And I
think it has. I mean, I think he is every bit as determined now to reprove himself as ever.
One thing I thought was interesting from Peter King is he made it a point to say that I want to play for another 10 years.
Well, see, I found that
funny. But he has said that several times.
And he said it, like, last year, And it's like he, we got to reset. Last year was a wash. I got to add 10 years.
Exactly.
So now instead of playing a 40, it's 41. Right.
I lost one. I want to play 10 more, and I lost one. So now it's instead of 40, it's 41.
Today he actually referenced, I can come out here and say I want to play till I'm 80, but I have to do it. I have to prove myself, all that crap. So
I think the day he turned 30 was the day he started the 10 more years
right.
stuff. And that, you know, that at training camp, because his birthday is always early in training camp. It's August 3rd, I think.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
and last year was a wash. I mean, in the Peter King story, he called it the halftime of his career.
So he's been talking like that. And it's just a matter of, I think some people think with the jet setting and the children, that maybe some of his zest for the game is gone.
But he's kind of
poo-pooing and that's why
that.
He's not going to play that long. But he's definitely always said 10, you know, till 40. Now it's 41. And I think, and he's right. He lost a year and he's just adding one on.
And I thought, interestingly, also in the Peter King story, it said that they're not as bothered here by the paparazzi, I forgot the exact wording, as they are elsewhere.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a great thing to hear from if you're a Patriots fan. Ooh, he's comfortable here. Ooh, he's having kids.
Right.
Ooh, Giselle likes
right.
it here.
Right.
Be nice to see her buy a big house, settle down, and they call Boston home year-round.
Yeah.
Now, I know they'll still go to Costa Rica, whatever, but...
But that would be my
if
one fear.
If he wants
fear.
To play 10
well, they
years.
Did, they did build that big house in California.
No, I know.
But
I understand. No, they're not going to stay
you
here.
You said it yourself. He's a certain level. And when you're that level, I mean, Robert Kraft lives here, but doesn't he have homes in other Florida and wherever, other places? I mean,
and Tom Brady's yeah, not going to.
Cape.
Tom Brady's not going to stay
here. When you're
that
rich, you have multiple homes. That's what you do.
When he's done with football, he's done with the Patriots. He's not going to stay here. I don't think.
I don't think
That's
so.
That's my
either.
Opinion.
I think he'll be West Coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
But.
No, but if he likes it enough to stay here
I agree
for
with
10
Andy.
Years. Say he plays 10 years and say he does re-sign here. I like the sound of they find it easy to go to a park in South Boston. They find it easy to go to whatever the restaurant was they were seen at, and they're comfortable there. That's a good sign.
Well, my fear would
Manny
be...
Manny Ramirez wasn't comfortable. God forbid. He always got interrupted.
That's a bunch of crap, too, even though you know I love Manny. But with Brady, my fear would be, you know, from the Patriots fan side of me, I would worry that Giselle is going to not feel comfortable here in 3-4 years down the road. Say, you know what, Tom? Or even 2 years down the road when his contract is up. I don't want to resign there. You know, we got to get you to the Jets or the Giants. I want to be in New York.
It doesn't seem that way.
It doesn't seem like that's
she
the
was
case.
At that,
or
she
the
was
new franchise in L.A.
Yeah, anything.
She was at that, you know, she's starting to show up in pictures at these events here.
Yeah, with the
it's not in New York or
Colin
Miami.
Powell thing, right?
Yeah, it's events here. In the faces in the crowd pages right. or whatever. I mean, I think those are all very good signs if you're a Patriots fan.
The second question from Larry, who is our lunch buyer today.
Best lunch ever.
My last question is, if the Pats don't spend the money for Peppers, which I hope they don't, do you think they will try and lock up more of their key veterans to extensions? I would love Belichick, head coach of the NFL football team in New England, to come up with a 5-year plan to win as much as we can while we have Brady and not look too much into the future and go all out to win it all while we have the best QB in the league. All right. I love listening to the show, and I hope you see you in October and buy you guys a government bailout-sponsored lunch in person.
Nice.
So what do you think about that?
I don't think Bill has a lot of thoughts beyond 5 years, any serious, tangible thoughts. I mean, in NFL circles, that is a...
That's a long time.
That's... I mean, what's the average career for?
I also don't think they have enough money to lock up a lot of guys.
Well,
you know, they might be able to lock up a guy.
If you're what is Tom Brady's contract up after next year with the Patriots?
Yes.
Yeah. He's got this year
after
and
10.
Next.
Yeah, after 0-10. Is your next contract, do you view that as your last contract?
Last big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you might do the Brett Favre thing, or, you know, there might be a couple short ones on the end, but this is the last
right.
6 years.
Speaking of Brett Favre, did you read Fran Tarkenton?
They
love
would tell
it.
Me
love
about
it. Love it.
They
love
would
it.
Tell me about it, yeah. Oh. And I'm not a big Fran Tarkenton fan, but I like that.
He came out guns blazing. Called him despicable.
And then he said he hopes he does come back so he can fail?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. He was good. Former Patriot Fran Tarkenton, that's why you love him.
Well, he was a draft pick of the Patriots, believe it or not. All right, we're going to take a break.
That.
It is 2:37. So we'll be right back.
In a summer filled with concerts, one band will light the sky like no other.
For the first time ever outdoors in New England, Gillette Stadium proudly welcomes AC/DC. Live in concert, July 28th. ACDC. July 28th, Gillette Stadium. Tickets are on sale now for ACDC at Ticketmaster.com, the Gillette Stadium box office, or 1-800-745-3000. The one concert you cannot miss. ACDC at Gillette Stadium. Presented by Live Nation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. Saturday, May 30th, Boston-based band Lansdowne comes to Gillette Stadium for an exclusive pregame party before the New England Revolution take on conference rivals DC United.
So I've got this story not too long ago. September brought love songs, November came.
The party kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with an exclusive set from Lansdowne. Appearances by the Rev Girls, imported and domestic beers with discounted food, capped off by two bitter rivals facing off on the field. Limited quantity of tickets are available for just $35. This ticket gets you access to the pregame party, a seat in the fort for the game, and a limited edition Revolution t-shirt. Don't wait. Order yours today by calling 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net. Lansdowne, the Revolution. The party never stops at Gillette Stadium.
And now, fun facts. From Fred Kirsch.
Fred,
yeah.
Are your sources telling you that the report that Dolphin Stadium is going to become Landshark Field, is that accurate?
I've heard that too. What is Landshark? Is that a company now?
Lager. It's a beer.
It's one of Jimmy Buffett's beers.
That's cool.
He's kind of weird, though. He has Dolphins play at Landshark.
Yeah, it is. That is weird. Because the shark isn't a dolphin. One's a mammal. Right. One's a mammal and the other's a fish. Right?
They're that's class record. A shark's not a dolphin.
That was a
fun fact
from Fred Kirsch.
All right. Welcome back to PFW Pro. Eric's still not here.
No, I'm not expecting Eric. I got to be
really
honest.
He had a
lot
to update,
but there's a lot to it.
You can't just like hastily throw something together.
Yeah, but I thought
the biggest story
the
that we've had
got over at 12:45.
Now, we didn't get back to our desk until 20 past 1. You
what were you doing?
Talking to players.
Talking
Brady
to Brady.
Went
Brady went for 25
okay.
minutes.
All right. We like to rip on Eric as much as anyone, but
especially
right
me.
Now, it's not really worthy.
All right, webradiopatriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 on the phone right now is Chris with a TIAN. Chris, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great.
I don't think I've ever been this excited in my life.
You shouldn't.
This is an OTA. This week with the article, and then, Fred, you said you didn't get that much traffic yesterday with the Brady video. I only watched it about 10 times.
Okay, so you're the one. But listen,
I'm the one. And I took a picture of it with my phone, and I sent it to everybody.
Christian, listen to me. I know that 2001 Loser. Was great because it was the first, and you'll always
sure
remember your first time. But is going to be the best Super Bowl season ever for the Patriots.
I'm with you, Fred.
I'm telling you.
I got that feeling. I really do.
I'm telling you.
I love the comment, Andy, what you said about Brady today, but we haven't had it around here 5 years, something to that effect.
Yep.
I think that's great. I mean, as a fan, I can't be happier.
This is the one. It's 2009. We're ending the decade. We're going to go out Super Bowl champs, and we're going to be able to say to the rest of the league, F you, F the league, F ESPN, F the Jets, F the Giants. We're the best team of this decade, and no one can say anything about it.
Got to do it, Fred. You're exactly right, because we were supposed to do it 2 years ago, and we fell short.
That's right.
We, the Patriots, fell short. I know I'm not a member of the team.
Close. No, you are. You short. Are. Yep.
And, you know, I mean, we got to do it. We have to.
Yep.
I'm excited about all the great news coming out about Brady. Paul, I got a question for you. You said the media coverage today was unbelievable. Was it comparable to how it was in 07 after they signed Moss and they had like that first mini camp? I remember there being a ton of cameras around that day. Was it like that today?
Oh, I thought it was a lot bigger than that. I do remember the day you're talking about. That was amazing too.
Yeah.
But I thought there were more people here today. More than that, I looked at Andy at one point and I said, I don't even know half these people. I mean, usually even the national guys, you have at least seen them. You might not know them all personally, but you've seen the faces. You know the names. I didn't know a lot of people that were here today. There were just random faces that I've never seen.
We should get the list from Stacey James because he had a credential, everybody.
I would imagine, yeah.
So,
well, it was also interesting. You pull in this morning, and there was a satellite truck set up out
that.
In front of like the movie theaters almost in the pro shop area there. I'm assuming it was ESPN, but they were set up ready to go live shot at 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, I came in at 7:30, and there was one.
No, I'm Fred. I work harder. I get here earlier.
Well, you know.
Of course, you're the one who goes, all right, got lacrosse practice, got
to
go
home.
I think I've earned the right to
do that.
That
was at least 5 minutes before Paul and I followed you out the door.
Well, that's all I wanted to say was I just wanted to express my pleasure. Fred, keep up the tweets. They're phenomenal.
Thank you.
I get them sent to my phone, so they keep me updated even when I'm away from my computer. Haven't bought lunch in a while, so Doc, get in touch with me for next week or the week after.
Oh,
it was Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. All right, mark me down. Next Thursday. You got it.
Done.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
You're
you,
the best, Christian.
You know,
bye-bye, guys.
We should have an event for our listeners. I know they've talked about it before.
Yes, we should.
Now that we have the hotel here, people could come from out of town and stay right here. We should do something.
Isn't that kind of expensive?
Only on game day. I'm not talking about
a game day.
It's only a $1.99 on off days.
That's cheap for a hotel room?
$1.99? Today? Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. Not really. That seems
cheap.
Like a lot to me.
That's cheap. If you're staying at Super 8s on, Route 1, I guess it's expensive. But
so you really do get good rates with weddings, huh?
It's a 4-star hotel with a full spa.
So what would 5 stars cost you?
Some of these are $400 or $500 a night.
In Foxborough?
Just a regular. No, not in Foxborough. But when's the last time you had a 4 or 5 star hotel?
In Foxborough.
No, but this is a 4. You don't have these types of hotels in these areas.
I've stayed in some nice hotels that I didn't pay that much for. But again, I guess you really do get a good discount when you do the wedding thing, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course.
When they say we've reserved a book of rooms.
Of course
and
you do.
Special rates.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do. Web radio at Patriot.
What is it on game day?
It's going to be like $400 or $500.
Wow. How many rooms are there?
I think just a couple hundred.
I heard you took a shot at somebody from Patriot Place today in a meeting.
No, I didn't take a shot. How does this stuff get out?
I'm a reporter. It's my job.
It's viral.
Another case of you just popping off from the mouth in the middle of a meeting.
No, I just wanted to make sure that the right representation.
Is anyone here from Patriot Place? And the person from Patriot Place was sitting right next to you, and then you basically said, well, you're not qualified to answer these questions.
I didn't say that, and so there you go.
But you knew it was taken that way.
I just know that the person that was there has a different perspective. He's there for another reason. And I was looking for someone from a marketing end.
I think you hurt his feelings.
Oh, well. You know what? I don't care.
I don't know the story.
That's the beauty of you. You just shoot from the hip, and whatever happens, happens. And it's worked so far for you in life, so you might as well keep doing it.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. So anything else about the practice before we get into the emails and phone calls and everything else?
Well, can we just throw a shout-out to Bill and Vail?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we got his lovely gifts in the mail today, and Andy is still wearing his.
The only regret I have is that this package didn't arrive before the frigid practice.
Yeah,
I would have had this
it.
On.
I could have used an extra layer at practice. I'm not going to lie to you. It was cold out there today.
Go ahead, Andy. Come on.
To get rid of.
I don't know how I do it. Every time I do it, it's all my own
right
fault.
Into it.
Oh, Big Poppy, not happy. Breaking bats.
Is he
in the,
down to 187 now?
Breaking bats in the dugout. Don't blame it on the bat. Matter of fact, that's the first time the ball's actually hit it all year. Anyway, Bill has a little note that he included, and he sent jackets to
all the important members
to
of
the crew.
In progress.
To the crew, Fred, Andy, Eric, and myself. And for that, we want to thank you, Bill.
Great jackets.
Extra large for the dock might be, if you could possibly arrange that.
Large.
Screw the dock. The dock gets all kind of stuff he doesn't give to us. It's about time we got something he didn't.
Doc looked like one of those little kids, you know, with his face pressed up against the window when all the other kids were playing inside and he couldn't.
Well, worst yet.
Brought me back to elementary school.
I don't. There's a little, looks like the United Way logo and then a B and a C inside a circle.
It's Breckenridge.
And he knew immediately.
Beaver Creek.
Whoa.
Keep saying
Vail where Beaver did you Creek. Get the Vail collar?
The Vail,
Beaver Creek
the Vail
jacket.
Ski jacket.
And I'm like, how the hell did he know that? And I'm looking around. He really knows what it is.
Because he's a skier. So, Bill.
He's an elitist.
If you could find it within your heart to send another one so we can have a. You know, a non-suicidal
so hang himself
producer
his
on our hands.
In there.
But I want to read Bill's note because he's kind of funny here. I just wanted to say thanks for a great job. You guys doing PFW in progress. I hope they are sized right. Each one has its name on it. And there's even one for Eric. Eric, I know I come up with all kinds of names for you, like Rump Ranger, Fanny Farmer, Tookus Tamer, Derriere Dynamo, Rainbow Ravisher, Teabag Tyrant. Okay.
Geez.
But seriously, Eric, I kid... And your insight does add something to the show that honestly helps make your show one of a kind. Keep up the good work, guys, and take care. That's Bill in Vail, Colorado again.
That's great.
Thanks very much for the kindness and the really, really nice jacket.
Beautiful.
We're gonna, Andy and I have decided we're going to wear them to press conferences with our name tags on.
We're going to be like the PFW like posse.
Andy, Paul.
Think about the vitriol that you hear on these other sports radio shows. These people are just angry people that live in their basements with, you know, in their mother's house. They're just angry. Our listeners are happy.
Happy,
you know,
successful contributing
people.
Members of society.
They have jobs. They know how to operate a computer, obviously. You know, we have better listeners.
You should spin this towards our advertisers. Like, we have a higher demographic whose annual yearly income is between $150,000 and $225,000. And
there's no doubt.
You should spin that. I do want to point out, Eric, actually, an example of his analysis and the extra things he brings to the show. You know, Paul and I, for about 10 minutes, would be saying, wow, Chris Hansen really killing the ball today, really booming it. Oh, another one. Then finally, Eric goes, Hansen really is kicking the ball well today.
So the VP of punting chimed in.
You know, it's not accurate kicking analysis until he says it.
Yeah, right. Hey, we have an MP3 by the premium guy, I think.
Mikey Vandalism,
right?
The premium guy.
Let's hear it.
This is a premium quality MP3 brought to you by Mikey Vandalism.
What's up, guys? At PFW in Progress, this is Mikey Vandalism coming to you with a premium question this week. So my question is a hypothetical one. If Bill Belichick was fired as the New England Patriots coach, who would you see out there in the open market that would be an option to come in as the coach for the Patriots? There's a bunch of different guys out there, so it'd be interesting to see who you guys think would be a good fit as the new coach of the New England Patriots. What do you guys got to say?
Well, yes, it's obviously hypothetical because Bill Belichick isn't about to be fired, but I have a feeling that when he leaves, when he's ready to go, the next coach will not be one of these guys with the big names. It'll be someone that was brought up through the ranks either here or in some other comparable program that the Crafts trust and can see, you know, the upside in, and it'll be a younger guy, I think. I think that's my guess.
Turn your mic on.
Josh McDaniels.
He's not available as of yet.
He doesn't have to be available today. It's a hypothetical.
Right, right.
Pay attention.
But that
I did
that,
say on the open market.
I could see that. I mean, that's a guy that they know and they trust.
Now, have they felt okay about what he's done since he went to Denver?
I think
when he had the chance to
is,
work.
Look, this is the learning experience that Belichick had in Cleveland.
Exactly.
Nick Caserio.
Maybe.
He's done everything else here.
Can he be the – well, you know, he would actually be the GM and the coach at the same time. A lot of guys have done that.
And, you know, maybe he'll hire strong coordinators and just – I said this to Paul. He's the most versatile man in sports. He does it all.
Yeah.
He's picking players. He's coaching players. He's throwing zips on outs. What?
No, he's doing it all.
He was the wide receivers coach a couple
absolutely.
Years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. So he's come up through the ranks.
Very impressive.
Certainly knows the system.
Certainly.
You know,
does appearances at the hall to promote the hall?
Sounds like he has an eye for detail, which is something, you know, that's important.
Yep.
You know,
you have anybody?
No, I don't. My point is the name. The next name is not one we know right now. It's not going to be.
It's amazing. You know, he's amazing.
No, but I think Mikey Vandalism was kind of
Bill Cowher,
assuming that, you know, one of these guys that are unemployed right now, you know, of those, who would it be? I don't think any of them.
John Gruden.
You know, John Gruden, any of those guys.
Urban Meyer.
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No interest in Urban Meyer. I don't like him.
Anyway, it's something we don't want to think about anyway.
He does have those. Doesn't he have those barbecues on Friday nights at his house where everybody gets to go?
No, we wouldn't.
Why are you going to be like that?
You sounded like Dvorkin when he found out he didn't get a jacket.
Before Bill resigns or whatever, he says, Urban, one thing before you take, don't take the PFW guys to your barbecue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Bill had that thing when he came here at the Funway Cafe.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
When the season ended three times?
Yeah.
The third time we walked off the field?
I remember they did that years ago when Pete Carroll came on board, and Charlie Weiss came as the offensive coordinator, and
was Pete Carroll's offensive coordinator.
What?
No.
Who? Charlie Weiss did not work under Pete Carroll.
No, there was they had a thing up in the old club, the Patriots club in Foxborough,
when Charlie got here?
Charlie was there.
Yeah, but that was Bill.
Yeah, the employees were allowed to come up and meet the coaches. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
You apparently don't, because you have no idea.
Remember going up to Charlie, because it was right after the whole Parcells thing. And I go, so, you know, was it tough going into court and having to say what you said, you know, about Parcells? And he said, look, all I did was tell the truth, you know.
I remember in the Patriots Club talking to Charlie Weiss when he got hired. He was sitting down at a couple of tables and media kind of milled around. It was not a formal press conference kind of setting.
Right.
He was sitting at a table and people just
Why
walked
was
up.
Pete Carroll there?
Pete wasn't there. This was under Bill.
Well, then there was another time where we got to meet the
but Pete I don't
Carroll.
Know. There may have been another one with yeah. That the employees
been
were allowed
for so
to.
So long,
come.
All the years run into each other. But I remember talking to Charlie up in that old club then, and I remember another time where employees were allowed to come up and. Back then, there weren't a lot of employees. Right. There were like 30 of us, you know. All right.
Can you read an email?
Give him the hook.
I'll do better than that. On the phone is Swig.
Yes. Guys,
yes.
And Eric Scalavano, what's going on?
What's up?
I'm very disappointed in you all. Very.
Uh-oh.
The first call I ever made was, hey, guys, if they made a movie about these Patriots in 2001, who do you think would play who? I think Christopher Walken should play Bill Belichick because he'd just be standing at the podium with this crazy look talking about he showed some toughness and some quickness. Football's important to him. It is what it is. You know. Now, granted, it was like, you know, 8 years ago, whatever, but come on.
I do remember you saying that. I am going to show you the love. I do remember you bringing all that up.
Yep.
So I can't think of anybody better because you don't have to worry about what they look like because they got the CGI and the makeup and all that. You know, forget about it. It's just the attitude is what's important. Now, I had this whole great call planned out, but I've been on hold so long I got to duck into work, so I'll just leave you with this. I got the solution for our Wildcat problem.
What's that?
It's not Edelman. It's not Percy Harvin. It's damn not Michael Vick. And I think Andy will be on board with this. It's the next great two-sport athlete, Jacoby Ellsbury. That's what I'm talking about. You get him in the backfield, you pitch him the ball. He's a center fielder. He doesn't have a great arm, but he could probably throw a short pass. Discuss.
All right, go to work.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Bye. All
right. I'd rather have him in the Patriots backfield than the Red Sox order. But that's,
you don't
that's
like Jacoby Ellsbury?
Jacoby Ellsbury
you're unbelievable,
is well on his way to being one of the most overrated athletes on the planet.
Oh, he does a lot.
I like him. I really
he's
like
good.
Him.
Do you know he's never made an error?
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but that's a different thing. But
what?
He's a good player.
Fred, there was a ridiculous thing the other day.
He's
the
a
most
good
exciting
player.
Athlete in the game? No, he's not.
He stole home plate.
Stop. Who cares?
I care.
He's a good player.
He's becoming
yes,
a very
he's a
good player.
Player.
He's got whatever it is, 22-game hitting streak. He's hitting consistently now, which is something he hasn't done
he's
over the last year
on
and
the
a
base
half.
Pass. He's
well,
disruptive.
He's always been that.
He's solid in the outfield. I mean, what
he's
else do you
okay
need?
Okay in the outfield.
He's never made an error.
Fred.
That doesn't
neither
mean
did
anything. Manny didn't make errors
right.
either. And he was a terrible outfielder.
He made errors.
He's just overrated. He's getting overrated. I like him. He's a good player. I think he's going to be a very productive player for them.
He's good.
And he's very
he's
fast.
Not great.
So
he's not as good as unless
give him
he
the ball
really,
the Wildcat.
Unless he really develops, he's not going to be what they told us he was going to be. I'll tell you that. He's not going to hit for power. Well, I don't even think he's in the midst
no
of
no guy they ever bring in is ever as good as they told us.
He's
they
in
was
the midst
be.
Of a 22 game hitting streak, and he's still really not impressive to me. He just chops the ball into the ground and runs.
That's because Ortiz
he can't drive the ball.
Ortiz isn't knocking him in.
What does that
why.
Have to do with anything?
You really are an idiot.
He's good. Hey, Eric's here.
Eric Scalavano.
Well,
you just missed Swig.
Swig brought up the conversation we had.
Yeah, that was what I'd rather talk about.
And Fox writes in, because it's along the same lines. He says, I was glad to hear my who would play who in a Patriots movie gave you a lot to talk about. I was thinking Kevin Spacey for Bill Belichick.
What
do you
think? That would work.
And Keanu Reeves for Bledsoe.
Keanu.
And The Rock for Teddy Bruschi.
Keanu Reeves for Bledsoe?
For Bledsoe?
I don't really see that, but
because of the way they talk, because they're both kind of you know like
monotone,
boring talkers.
No,
I suppose.
And Keanu Reeves, they play a quarterback.
The only thing, one of those guys is acting, and the other guy is just you know kind of being himself.
Which one's which?
Somehow Keanu Reeves is be able to parlay the fact that he has no ability into a very lucrative career. Go ahead, Andy.
I stopped listening.
So did Paul.
Well, Eric's here.
Drew is what I was going
Eric, you done with the update?
That's why I'm here.
So people can see that on Patriots.com right now?
If they hit shift F 5-6 times and reboot their browser and do it.
He comes in guns blazing. Why can't you just...
As he should.
Because that's what Chris Ferreira would tell you.
No.
Because if a guy slaves over an update to get it up as fast as possible...
Eric, you want some
understanding
calamari?
The fact that it's going to be an hour and a half wait because of the webmaster's inability to get work done.
Pretty good. Seafood.
Anyway,
really,
Fox also says, I notice ESPN has a debate about who's better going into the 09 season, Steelers or Pats. What do you think? I think it's going to be the Lions going 16-0. Pats are better. The debate of
there's another guy who talked today, by the way, Paris Lennon.
Yeah?
How is he? I didn't get to listen to him much, but...
it's a jacket.
I did see him talking to a couple of people.
Yeah.
There's the feature right there, though.
Me in the butt.
You go from an 0-16 team to a 16-0 team.
Yeah, that would be something.
I asked Bod, and he blew it off.
The debate of whether Brady playing last year would have won the closer game is interesting. On the flip side, Castle being a different quarterback, can you think of a win in 08 that maybe Brady would not have played as well as Castle did?
No.
And that's Fox. P.S., you guys do an amazing job on the show, and you keep me from being homesick down here in Charlotte. My listeners... I jog and keep going as long as there's show left. If you ever do a Monday to Friday, I think I'll finally lose my love handles. My Golden says thank you as well. He's going to buy you lunch. Expect a bag of Purina from McLean soon. That's good. Eric, what do you think? You should have seen the lunch spread.
We had shrimp cocktail. We have strawberry.
I figured it was some skip jacks because when I walked in, the pungent odor of fish hit me in the nose. And, you know, this nose doesn't
like
miss
date
much.
Night at your house.
See, that wasn't a gay joke.
Dessert looks,
that was heterosexual.
I know, that was
nature.
Very good. Thank you, Andy.
In nature.
I appreciate you're finally making fun of me for something that's
don't
true.
Smell like fish.
Jason Veritek, another
dirty
bomb.
Women.
Did you have this dessert, Fred?
Wow.
I had a dessert.
When we
Which
got
one?
Here, Fred was eating
I
dessert.
I had the strawberry shortcake.
Was?
Yes.
Strawberry shortcake.
That's the strawberry shrimp cocktail.
No, that's something else.
Have you tried the shrimp cocktail, Eric?
He doesn't like shrimp.
It's seafood, Andy.
He doesn't like
Yes, but he likes
anything
the first part of the
like
word.
Fish.
Well, that's sort of true.
He's woken every morning in Rhode Island with a
Shush.
Rooster.
Let's see. Hey.
A red one.
Matt from Oregon writes in.
Matty!
He says, hey there,
you see Canseco's MMA debut? Wasn't pretty.
No.
He battled through a knee injury, tried to gut it out as long as he could, but in the end it caught up with him. Fortunately, the end was 1:07 into the fight.
I'm going to try some of this.
Hey there, fellas. I just tried to call in and got no answer. Let me guess. Andy had a flare-up of his intestinal issues, and his stench cleared the studio.
No, we just have a idiot for a producer.
He sent this email at 1:15. We weren't on the air yet.
Anyway,
an idiot for a listener.
Anyway, I was calling to let you guys know that Patrick Chung sat right behind me on a flight from Portland to Boston on the 15th.
Was he doing push-ups or running way ahead of the pack during sprints?
And after talking to him in person, I'm not worried about the push-up thing at all. Paul, I think that when you get the chance to meet him, you'll agree.
I have met him.
He seemed totally
down to earth. And I was very impressed with him.
Yeah, totally down to earth, genuinely appreciative that I recognized him and told him that we're excited to have him as a Patriot and didn't strike me as a diva at all. I think the push-ups are probably something he's always done and that it's a true manifestation of his work ethic instead of an attempt to draw attention.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed with him. We talked about that the day before rookie minicamp when they always introduced the first pick.
Are you sampling every dessert?
He was very impressive.
Why not?
You're sticking a dirty fork in all the desserts.
I don't know where your fork's been.
Only, that's only one dessert. This is the second one.
That well, you need a new fork. You can't just... That's terrible.
All right, I'll get a new one then. Fine.
Keep up the great work, says Matt. I'm trying to get my dad to do a trip down to the hall.
Presented by Raytheon.
Good. When I'm home again in June, and we'll bring you another wild game luncheon.
Nice. We should add to the Patrick Chung, Paul hates him story. We get out there today. The first thing we see upon hitting the practice field, they're doing their pre-practice run back and forth across the field, and Patrick Chung about 15 to 17 yards ahead of the pack, ahead of everybody else, stand out.
I like it.
Yeah, but the teammates don't like that.
Oh, no, that's
okay. Like you're showing up the veterans and stuff.
Too bad. Too bad. He's going to go out there and he's going to just knock
his head. I'm just surprised Edelman's not out there with him.
Didn't you hear it towards the end when they were doing the sprints? I think Adelis called him out on that, sort of.
Oh, really?
I know. You were running. All of a sudden.
First time ever. You brought me interesting information.
All of a sudden, I heard AD's recognizable voice.
On the field, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't quote him then.
Paraphrase. Go ahead.
I'll paraphrase. He said something like,
"Slow down, Rook.
How about that 2-5? How about that 2-5?"
Interesting.
So I think he might have beaten him to the line or something like that.
Okay. But now, Eric, you're a little
I don't hate him, by the way.
You're a little late Andy. To the show.
Yeah. What happened?
What
earlier?
Stood out for you in practice today?
Just the fact that everybody, including Brady, as far as the quarterbacks go, was a little rusty. Passes were a little bit off. Some were fluttering. Some were underthrown. Most of them were underthrown.
From Brady. All of his bad balls were underthrown.
But he looked. That was. I mean, other than that, like
mobility,
he looked mobility wise. He looked fine to me.
Well, he didn't exactly have a pass rush.
Yeah. No,
I thought he labored a little bit, especially on the sprints at the end of practice. Did you watch any of that?
No, I didn't see the sprints part.
Well, he does have a brace on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he acknowledged that. But that's the thing I think that stood out most. It's May. And he didn't look quite sharp, and he admitted that afterwards, that he wasn't sharp.
Roll.
And that nobody was, really on their game today. It was a little bit of a weird day. It was cold and rainy. We were freezing out there, Fred. It's a good thing you didn't come out there.
Why didn't you come out? Let's get to that.
I was busy. I was at a meeting.
He was calling all people from other departments.
We came into the office at 1:20, and he said, "What time's lunch get here? I'm going down."
Yeah, 1:20.
Yeah, we said 1:45 when you came down here.
I was at a meeting.
Another thing that I liked was Joey Galloway looks a lot younger than 37 going
on
38.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. He had a great bounce in his step.
Not when he takes his helmet off, however. He is, first of all,
old man looking
grizzled.
Absolutely freaking fast.
Really?
But, yeah, he's got a lot of gray in his goatee.
He might be running a 4.3.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
He's fast.
I don't think so.
I don't know what it's going to be like come November, but right now,
he's fast. But he's not Bethel Johnson fast.
Guy's got great hands, but he scares me when he runs with the ball like it's a loaf of bread.
Yeah, he carries the ball with one hand.
He does that one-handed
out from his body.
Often when he's doing that, the cornerback is 5 yards behind him, and he's on his way towards the end zone.
I just get scared because I always think it's
like three times
out of his hand. You know? I'm going to eat till I puke.
He caught some passes, and remember how
that's good dessert right there.
Walter Payton used to do it
all
from time to time. You know, he would run with the ball and, just kind of in the palm of his hand, and that's how Galloway does it. I didn't like that.
Dion.
Oh, you tried that? Dion did that too a lot. I always get nervous when I see that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to slip out of their hands.
They're really good.
They are
really
good.
And they're
really
fast.
That's probably why they do it, because they know they can get away with it.
Moss does things I wouldn't want other people to do. They all do.
Didn't see Mayo there today.
No Mayo.
That stood out to me a little
bit. Quite a few defensive players.
Well, I expected
Fred's theory is all the defensive players that weren't there, they were intentional because they're just trying to get the other guys reps.
That's another stupid theory.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
They didn't just say it. He believes it.
Well, was any question, we'll give these other guys reps. Just take it easy.
What kind of question?
I if you're not feeling quite right, coming off of surgery, whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Stay away.
That's why they're not out there.
Just giving reps.
Yes.
Otherwise,
Ty Warren's coming off
of
surgery.
Now I agree with you.
And we don't
know
that Mayo
is
coming off of anything.
We know
other guys are.
But we know that Mayo is here 24 hours a day.
Yeah, but you got to give this other guy reps. We got to see what he's
doing. The other guy was standing on the sideline doing nothing.
You can give a guy reps and still have the other guy.
He's played 16 games. He doesn't need reps.
Not meaningful ones.
Paris Lennon stayed on the sideline the whole time talking to Matt Patricia.
Mayo's played 16 games.
What about Gary Guyton?
What about him?
You've got to get him reps.
Well, Mayo has the same amount of experience that Gary Guyton does.
Yeah, I know. But Guyton, we know what Mayo can do. Stop talking. You want to put a damper on the season already? I'm telling you.
We're not putting a damper on any damper.
You asked for observations about the day. That was
an observation. We're all in agreement that the Patriots and Steelers are the best teams in football.
And I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, too. So
ooh, you're dropping the Colts
don't
out of that?
Don't paint me in that.
I think the Colts are in a battle to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Colts are going to
struggle.
Especially
with
struggling.
Did you talk about Peyton and his yap, yap, yap? This was talked about that during the show the other day.
I don't really care as much about that as I do. I think that the talent level of that team has gone down, and now the coaching staff has been completely turned over, and they're going to struggle.
They got an unhappy quarterback.
Struggling.
Plus, he's due for the Brady.
Well, yeah. I mean, at some point
he's on borrowed time.
At some point, he's getting hurt.
Can't factor that.
No, but that's
but
part
he's
of
due.
It.
Yeah. He's like Favre in that
quarterbacks
way,
don't go 17.
I know, but
no,
you don't.
He's not like Favre
he's
unless
like Favre.
He's addicted to drugs that allowed him to play through injuries.
You don't project a season and say, well, because he's going to get hurt, they're not going to be as good.
No, but
no,
I'm
saying
that's another
part
factor.
Of it.
It's kind of like I'm saying I'd be scared about the Patriots receiving core because Welker and Moss have caught so many balls over the last 2 years and have remained healthy. I feel like they're playing on borrowed time. I think in the NFL, injuries are part of it, and if you skate by too long, you have to expect them sooner or later to catch up.
Another note, Fred,
yeah.
that I thought was kind of interesting. Lawrence
Did you
Maroney,
print out your own story?
Back to returning kicks.
And bring like it as that. Reference material?
Yes.
What the hell is
because I have all the quotes in there, and I have my notes from practice.
Oh, yeah, we have a clip from Tom Brady. Doctor had held up the notebook about 45 minutes ago. We have the Tom Brady quote answering the question as to whether he's confident he can be the same player he was before the injury.
Tom, how confident are you that you can be the same player that you were before the injury?
I already had it cued.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, like I said, talk is cheap. I mean, I could sit here and tell you guys I'm gonna, play to 80, but that doesn't matter. I mean, I'm gonna go do the best I can do, and I'm gonna try to be the best leader and the best teammate and supporter of the guys on my team, and something I've always enjoyed doing, and. Like I said, I'm grateful to have that chance and to be out here today, and I can't wait to get out and start playing games.
So, hear what he said.
Himself
the
again,
question
by the
was,
way.
Will you be the same player as you were before? He hesitated because he thinks he's going to be better.
Oh, boy.
All right, next, read an email.
You don't believe me?
Read an email.
He's found the fountain of youth, my friends. Yeah, all
right. But he also contradicted himself. But easy, contradicted himself when he said, I can't wait for games. He told Peter King it wasn't games he was looking forward to. It was all the practices. The more the guy talks, he's like Obama. The more he contradicts himself.
No, but
he's
what you don't understand and what you do is you fall into the trap of taking what Brady says and actually listening to the words.
Instead of the ones
instead
in between
of what
the words?
Fred, all the words that he didn't say that Fred somehow finds.
That's right.
Your problem.
You have to read between the lines. These guys don't.
You don't read between the lines. You interpret.
They don't say.
And you're a bad interpreter.
To understand. No,
you'd
no,
be
no.
fired at the United Nations.
Trust me.
You'd have Brian, war with everybody.
Venus in trouble here. 5-5 in the third, Fred.
Wow. Brian in Tuscaloosa
radio.
Says, Fred, your Patriot loyalty never
what
ceases
do you need
to
see?
Amaze
I just
me.
Said it.
I would love to watch a game with you. A few shows ago, you recalled your emotions after the Lawyer Malloy Buffalo game, and it was priceless. I rewound it three times. I could not stop laughing at the fact that you yelled at the bus driver.
That's a true story, by the way. I witnessed that. One of the funniest things Fred's ever done.
Why did you yell at the bus driver?
Because he was
playing the
post-game thing, and Lawyer Malloy's on there talking about how Buffalo's a family and the Patriots aren't. They know
and
how
Fred
to do
goes,
things
shut that effing thing off.
Any thoughts of doing
and you it? Wonder why the Patriots and their entire entourage is hated throughout the league.
You know what?
Swearing at bus drivers.
F them. F everybody.
Take their women.
Patriots
take
fan.
Their children.
No.
No, let's not go back to that again.
Screw them. Really.
Really.
I have no problem with that.
Why can't we be friends?
I have no problem with that mentality, but you can't then later say, I don't understand why everybody hates
right.
us.
No.
Why does everybody
no.
have it all for us?
The hating us came first. That's why we have this attitude.
They hated us first. That's why
That's
I act
right.
this way.
Any thoughts of doing an Any Given Sunday or Simpsons show intro? Also, what does
Simpsons
Eric Scalavino, now for now anyway, mean in the intro?
Well, there was some question as to how long Eric would be with us.
It's still on the table that we might give Eric his own show.
With John Rook as his co-host?
Now it's your own
now
show.
Now it's my own show. Right.
No, during the season, the show that follows us is Patriots Playbook with John Rook, the voice of the Patriots in stadium.
What did I want to call it?
The and he has and to the... do it by himself.
Rook and the Queen.
Oh, Rook and the Queen.
He has to do it by himself, and we were thinking, there's four of us. Why not have Eric do the show with John Rook?
Right.
It makes sense.
But we had a happy medium last year where...
And I think that
you did like
Eric,
Wednesdays and some.
I think basically it would be Eric's show, So Eric could find his own voice. He could have his
Why would it be Eric's show? No offense to Eric, but
well, he's here
John
all
Rook
the time.
Is a longtime radio professional.
No, I know, but Eric's here all the time. He has the info. Rook doesn't go to the practices. And
Fred just devaluing anyone who listens to the Rook show.
No, I'm just
we're
going to
be doing that
Rook
again
doesn't
this year.
Know what he's
Fred,
talking about.
That whole schedule.
I don't know.
Of, cause
we might not be able to do that this year.
Yeah, because you know. Yeah. we're a little.
No, I don't know if we can do that this year. We're down.
Well,
we're
not
down
there,
a player here.
Yeah,
the roster's a little thin.
We're down a player.
Yeah,
we lost a guy.
Yeah, we're down a player.
That's addition by subtraction.
No, the other one,
oh,
Mike Parenti,
guy.
The one we like.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot
one,
about him.
The one who actually, did a lot of work.
You know, it's fine. You know, forget about me. It's whatever.
Just follow me on Twitter, Fred. I went over the 50 mark.
This is an
ringside.
You hear that?
I'm ringside
for
with
you.
Mike Parenti.
You went over 50.
Nice. Coming for you.
That's really good.
I have yet to send out a tweet, and I'm still coming for you.
All right.
Was that his laugh, Doctor? Oh, I thought I heard
this
a laugh.
This is an odd email. He says, "I wrote this joke a long time ago and never used it. I was wondering if Fred could read it and tell me if it is funny. It has nothing to do with football, the NFL, the Patriots." Just like 3/4 of this show.
Oh, that wasn't the joke? Because that was
joke.
Funny. That was good.
Here's the joke. The great thing about vintage Playboy is we get older and the pages get stickier. Ew. No, that's not
that's
funny.
Not, that's not funny.
That's not
Your
funny.
Other thing was funny.
It wasn't anywhere near as funny as the intro. That was funny.
Why are you writing
that was gold,
jokes?
Jerry. That was gold.
Are yeah. you Eric? You think you have this
I'm offended as a comedian.
Is that it? Oh, no. Who is that? Safarova?
What?
Safarova?
Safarova?
Safarova.
Safarova.
I'd
I
like
just
to
met her.
Safarova her. Her name definitely leads itself to that.
Yeah.
She's not bad looking either. She's one of those
really
hot
tall,
European
hot
ones.
Blondes.
Yeah.
Brian from Santa Cruz wants to know, among other things that we've already covered, who was the most impressive player today at practice?
I wouldn't say anybody stood out on that level.
No.
As I said, I liked the cornerback play.
Did you talk about the Greg Lewis catch?
What about
we talked
Chris
about
Hansen?
The Greg Lewis catch.
Sure.
Because okay. He was participating off by himself where we could see virtually everything he did, Chris Hansen. He had a couple bad kicks, too.
Well, toward the end, I think
his
legs started
corners that were nowhere near the corner.
Yeah. At the end, he was having trouble with the coffins. But he was booming them. You know, when he just had to kick for distance, he was booming them. And he was turning them over, nice spirals.
Turning them over.
Yeah.
Well, that's something the other guy can't
now,
do.
Now, why didn't you talk to Guskowski? He was out there.
Because a guy named Brady was talking, and I was assigned to do that story today, Fred. And that was a little bit more important than the stupid contest that's not going to happen.
I don't,
so
some
you don't
of
have
our
to
listeners
play that
might
intro
disagree
anymore,
with that.
By the way.
No, no one disagrees.
I don't think any of your listeners will disagree.
On the phone right now is Steven in New Hampshire. Steven, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
What's up, Steve?
Good.
Hey, I'm not listening to the show right now, but I caught, you know, Tuesday's show, and Paul, I have to say, I'm kind of surprised where you went. If you feel that, you know, Patrick Chung is, you know, doing push-ups and like, oh, look at me. I'm like,
Andy,
kind
you're,
of shocked at
Andy,
that
you're
mentality. Because to me, isn't that what you want to see out of these guys?
Absolutely.
Well, then you should be disappointed in the other 90 guys out there then, because he's the only one doing
right,
it.
Right, but, and I understand that, but I was, you know, I didn't listen to it live. It was just on a podcast. You know, later at work. And
it was worth it live.
But I kind of caught it that way, and I went, why would he say it like that? I go, God forbid. I would like everybody to have that mentality.
Paul doesn't like people to try.
No, we found out that he doesn't when he makes a mistake. And
right.
So that's fine.
That has nothing to do with
the
me.
The thing that we are a little concerned of is we don't want to see him doing that 4, 5, 6 times per practice,
because
that means he's making
because,
a lot of...
Because, yeah, he's screwing up too many times. I understand that.
That's not part
that
of my mentality.
Too. But part of me goes, no, if that's his mentality going in, then welcome to the team. That's what I want.
See, you have
for
to understand, Paul is nothing but consistent.
There you go, Fred. Go ahead.
He's got a union mentality. He doesn't like any guys that do anything to stand out.
You're right. I have a union mentality.
Democrat.
Or to try to get ahead of anyone else.
You're confusing me with yourself and your elk, as Andy likes to say.
He doesn't like guys that try to get ahead. He likes everything the same.
It's going to get ugly, Andy.
No. Do you think he takes it that way, where like he's trying to get ahead of other guys?
Yeah,
he's trying to show off. That's what Paul thought.
You think so?
I'll let Paul talk.
Oh, I think there's an element of look at me to that. Yes,
false bravado.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not down there.
You know what it is?
Know,
it's to me. Well, listen, I don't know exactly why he does it because I didn't ask him about it. And maybe the next time we do talk to him, we can't ask him why he does it in the origins or whatever. But to me,
you have to phrase it.
It's
why
false
do you do
hustle.
Those push-up things? I hate
well, cause
it.
Well, because part of me, I would think I would kind of respect it, but you're seeing it. I'm not there, so I don't know.
Now, and listen, it's a very it was a very minor thing that I said that Andy and Fred built up to be a major
on.
Thing.
Right, yeah, typical.
I was very
yeah.
impressed with Patrick Chung
right, exactly.
when he took – because you made it you just 15 minutes ago said that I hated him. Which couldn't be further from the truth. No. There's so many other guys you could use that
He's
term for.
He's on your team.
With me. He's
not
on
your
one
team
of them.
With Jeff Fry.
He's not on my team.
Oh, you said he was on your team.
Oh, no. I
said
know
he's
that.
A candidate.
I know that. I know. I only brought it up because that's why I wanted to call, because actually Tuesday I was like, that bugs me. I thought that was
I don't
great
blame you,
that
Steve.
He does that.
Good job, Andy.
Like,
you bugs poor Steve. Good job.
Celtic, Bruin, Red Sox,
right.
or Patriot. I'm,
Absolutely.
That's the mentality you kind of want. Oh,
that's
I fucked
right.
up. I'm going to, like, pound the shit
out
of my
Bad word.
You can't
Sorry.
Say that on the radio, Steve.
I know.
Even
I
if it's the internet radio.
But I also...
That's the rule. That's the rule. That's the rule. And I'm sorry, Steve, you can call... When you drop an F-bomb, you get blown up.
Oh, just
that's
for the
rule.
Day, though, right? Like, you know,
yeah, no, he'll be back. That's why I said, Steve... Next week you call back. We can.
Of course,
continue.
He's not listening live right now, so he doesn't really know that.
Right.
No, Gary established that a long time ago. You drop F bombs on the radio.
He's actually reading
on
about
phone.
That on PFW in Progress.
You're gone.
A woman who used to call a lot and swore, and she got banned. Like early days
on our
like
show,
2000 or some woman who used to call a lot.
That was Brian Morey.
And swore, and you guys banned her. She got blown up and got banned.
Chris Ferreira has some useful information.
I doubt it.
Oh God.
He just thinks I should mention that the video of the entire Brady interview can now be seen on Patriots.com. Audio interviews from Joey Galloway, Paris Lennon, and Lawrence Maroney are also available.
What about my story?
And also, as I heard you talking about how many members of the
media... got bumped off the page because he put all these things up.
We were wondering how many members of the media were in attendance, and he just
Too many.
He wants to mention that according to Stacey James, there were 96 media's credential issued today. So that doesn't include you guys. So you guys bumped it over to 100.
Yeah, that's got to be a record. I don't remember. I don't remember ever seeing any
for a non for a non-game day.
A voluntary
yes,
OTA.
A non, right.
I think any non-game
any practice.
Day,
that's amazing.
For a practice.
Any non-game.
Talking about practice.
Training camps,
not the games, mind you. Not
talking
the
about
games.
Practice.
No. Talking practice.
100 credentialed media for a practice.
That's pretty good. And
it's ridiculous.
The Cowboys are America's team. I think not. And Josh wants to remind me to say that. Don't forget.
Why do you take it? Why do you take it? What are you doing?
Josh wants to remind me to don't forget to say F the Steelers. Absolutely. Double F the Steelers.
You better say F the Steelers because they're your main competition. Yeah. No question. Once again, it's Patriots, Steelers. Tom Brady said it. He said, first of all, we're looking up at the Dolphins because they won the division last year.
The Steelers
and he said,
took
the
advantage
Steelers,
of a weak NFL
right,
year
are a team that we always seem to have to play, and they won the Super Bowl, so we're looking up to them.
The
we're
Steelers
chasing them.
Took advantage of a weak NFL field last year.
Patriots couldn't beat that weak NFL field into the postseason.
Let's Ooh. See. Matt says, could you talk a little bit more about Joey Galloway's speed in the field today? While I like Stallworth's freaky speed in the offense in 07, I just never thought of him as being the route runner or having the hands of Galloway. This offense could be a lot better this year.
I don't think Galloway's a route runner.
Stallworth was great at yards after the catch.
Yeah,
that was like
I don't
his
think,
claim to fame.
And I agree. Stallworth's hands were not great. Remember he used to double catch everything in practice?
Galloway has great hands.
Galloway looks like he has better
Good.
Hands.
And he has
I'm
flat out speed.
Great. And he has flat out speed. I don't think he makes
Paul
his
was
money
very
running
impressed
routes.
With speed. What do you think of Galloway's speed today?
That's what I just said. I think his flat out speed is phenomenal.
Just said, why don't you listen?
And I think that's what you're going to notice, not his route running. He's not like a Wes Welker
He's
type.
He's so fast you can't even see the route.
Well, he doesn't. His route is to go forward.
Not everybody can be great, even though they're in a Patriots uniform. They have certain strengths and weaknesses. His strength is his speed. It's not going to be his precision route running.
Greg Lewis was supposed
to be a precision route runner, and I didn't like him falling down in his comeback on a wet field.
But that said, I thought that Galloway did look like he was running good routes out there.
Yeah, it was fine.
You don't know what you're talking about. You really don't.
He's an NFL receiver. If he fell down every play and I mean, it would be ridiculous. I'm just saying.
You do have a lot of hang-ups.
He's not a precision
runner. You saw Greg Lewis
fall down once. I don't like it.
Slip coming out of his break, and then you immediately said, he's not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah,
he's
but
not.
2 minutes later, he was back on the
Yeah, because I had said, what's the matter? He's not going to catch 55 balls?
And I said, bleep you.
Despite the fact that he didn't have 55 catches as a pro?
Brady remembers his catches.
Right.
The ones in the Super Bowl.
That's what we do. Anybody who does it against us.
And what happened with the last guy we did that with? He's caught 227 balls the last 2 years.
Well, I wouldn't consider him one of those guys.
Of course you wouldn't.
Matt in Spain writes in.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. That's why I didn't answer.
So we have another Spain listener.
Spanish?
Iggy from Madrid.
Ignacio from Madrid.
Matt says, I was wondering about the roles of Galloway and Lewis this season in the offense.
No,
I hope
his mother
you can lend
Iggy.
Some insight. Do you see Galloway replacing Starworth's role in 07 offense and Lewis taking Gaffney's, or do you see the patch changing up the offense to mirror Welker Moss on the other side? I would be excited to see them go four receiver spread all the time, as I think it suits the personnel from receivers to tight ends to running backs. However, if Brady continues to struggle with the deep ball, this is a major problem. What continue to struggle?
He was rusty today.
I got confused in that email. Did he say, do you envision something like we did in 2007 with Lewis taking the Gaffney role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do we figure he'll be in the slot? Well, the Gaffney role was the slot.
Well, no, he's saying 2007 Gaffney was kind of
the hit fourth
miss, kind of come in, make a couple out. He's saying, or are we going four wide all the time?
Oh, okay.
Kind of what we talked about, mirroring the field down the center and having Moss and Welker on one side, Galloway and Lewis on
the other.
Yeah, I
looked at that either or as the same thing. But
well, we have some bad news for you. We were kind of hoping that would happen so Paul could write about it today. And when they went four wide, quote unquote, the fourth guy lined up out wide was Ben Watson and not Greg Lewis. It was Galloway on one side, Welker and Moss in their usual roles, and then Watson was lined up wide.
Lewis worked almost exclusively on the outside. I mean, I would say today.
Was there another tight end in at the time?
Yeah. No.
Single back, Kevin Falk, okay. Brady and the gun. My headphones sound funny.
It was, for the most part, Galloway and Moss outside with Welker in the slot, in his normal spot. And then Lewis went with the next group, I think, with Sam Aiken on one side on the outside and Andy's boy Edelman. In the slot.
The Welker slot role.
And Lewis then took Galloway's spot outside and got some reps with Moss and Welker as well.
And so Chris Baker,
but he was working almost
exclusively
on the outside.
And that could change.
I was kind of expecting to see him a little bit in the slot. Now, Andy talked to Greg Lewis afterwards, and he just talked about, listen, right now my goal is just to learn this offense, and before I worry about what roles they're going to have for me, I need to know what the entire offense encompasses.
And it makes sense because I believe he played a lot in the slot in Philly.
Right.
So coming here, where in all likelihood
he
is going to be fourth.
The slot.
And we've seen this time and again. This guy comes in, and they're always playing a different position than the one that they played before
here. Playing the position they know least.
Right.
And if you look at it on paper, Welker is a slot guy. Only a slot guy.
That's all he can do.
Moss and Galloway.
Something wrong with that?
No, I'm saying there's no option.
I'm only kidding.
And Galloway are pretty much only outside guys. Lewis is the only guy who's pretty much a lock to make the roster who has the versatility to play all of them. So he's going to be the primary backup, my guess is, to all three of those guys.
Yeah.
So
he needs
most
to know
comfortable
the
on the slot.
Well,
we'll start him on
now.
The outside, get him more reps there so that he's ready to play all of them. I do think his greatest contributions will come out of the slot because I think he's better suited to that. Adam Sandler looks a lot
well. A lot going on in the Red Sox game all of a sudden. By the way, your girl Venus survived 7-5 in the third.
Now there's a men's match on. Roger Federer and Aquasso.
Veritek hit a couple of home runs and he just got thrown out of the game for arguing a ball and strike call for Beckett. A lot of stuff going on right now. We got 96 media members here in Foxborough. We got mass hysteria going on in TV.
David Ortiz's career ended.
David Ortiz breaking bats in the dugout.
Steve writes in, great show.
That happened last April.
Is the Wilfork absence contract related?
That's the theory that was posed by the Boston Globe this morning because tweeted.
We want to get Ron Brace reps.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah. That's Fred's theory.
There were two braces on the field today.
One
on Brady's left knee and the other playing nose tackle.
Also, a lot more than two.
Also, what are your first impressions of the cornerbacks?
Wait, I just said that. It looked very good out there.
Right. I'm just reading the email.
Springs looks good. He had Andy dreams of it being full contact training camp practice because Edelman ran across the middle and Sean Springs would have absolutely knocked his freaking head off
in
real practice.
I got some inside from someone who knows that Wheatley.
We're talking about your threesome again?
Wheatley looks bigger and stronger than he did last year.
Yeah.
That he looks
just
jacked.
So you know, everything you say about Wheatley, I take with a grain of salt.
Because
you're
mad.
It's like when I talk about James Sanders, you take it with a grain of salt. Speaking of which, you think Brandon Merriweather is the 17th best safety in football, Fred?
You know, I haven't really lined him up lately since
last year. Wait a minute. You know exactly how Jonathan Ogden blocks, but you're telling me you don't know safeties in the game of football.
I know how he looks when he blocks.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does. His back yes, he is does. Very straight.
So, you know those lists that Scouts Inc.
I hate
is
you.
It Scouts Inc. doing it?
Real Scouts.
Real Scouts. I'm
this
sorry.
Is
you know,
Sporting News' version of Scouts Inc.
You know all those lists that Andy's been referencing the last couple of weeks, Fred?
Oh, I should have known why he was distracted. A freaking baby commercial.
Where do you think Ellis Hobbs came in at cornerback? They ranked the top 20.
Oh, just the top 20?
Yeah. Where do you think he came in?
This is the whole league, not just the...
the whole league.
Did he come in the top 20?
Year?
It's based on where you're ranked.
Based on the guy's career.
I would say he wasn't ranked.
Okay. Where do you think Matt Light came in?
As a cornerback, I wouldn't think...
At tackle.
Oh, as a... you like that?
That was mildly funny for you.
Number 12.
16.
Oh.
Dead average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever. They hate
whatever.
Us.
Whatever.
So Hobbs didn't crack the top 20. Is that what you said?
No, God, no.
Or 40 or 60 or 600.
You don't remember the whole outside of here, people look at him better than they do here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lee Bodden was 15th. Did we say that?
I don't think we mentioned that one.
That's 15th best corner in football, Lee Bodden.
And his quote was, "We all think we're the best."
Right. Sondae Samuel, 4.
Champ number Bailey?
3.
3.
Number 2 is Paul's boy, who
awesome
he's going to say he was overrated until he goes into the Hall of Fame. Cortland Finnegan.
Was number 2?
Was number 2. Number 1
he's
was
the awesome one?
Nandy Ass-Kisser.
And you're going to say he's overrated until he goes to the Hall of Fame.
He won't go in the Hall of Fame.
But the other guy, Finnegan, is a good player. I don't think he's great.
Do we play them this year?
Yeah.
Oh, to have a Jason Taylor experience where he picks off 5 passes and takes it to the house.
Mike writes in. I haven't written in for a while, but I still listen to every show on the podcast. It's probably a little late, but wanted to chime in on Tuesday's conversation about the 0-1 Patriots movie. My first choice for Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, would be Kevin Spacey. I always felt
that's a good
that one. Kevin Spacey
yeah, picking up
right.
A good little, groundswell of moment.
I've always felt that they bear a resemblance, too, and I think Spacey would do a good job with the inherent complexities of Belichick's character. Even though I'm not a big fan of movies, I got thinking last night about who else I'd cast. I'll list them below, and you can scan them to see if you find any interesting or entertaining.
Okay.
Paul Walker
mm-hmm.
as Tom Brady.
I don't
okay.
know who Paul
yes.
Walker
is.
Fast and Furious.
And The Fast and the Furious, two different movies.
I don't know
who Paul
Walker
is. You'd know him to see him.
Know
him. Didn't see The Fast? I mean,
you know
below?
Who should play?
Not that you saw
you
the
know,
movie, but
eight
you
below?
Never saw the
you
the
know
dog
who should
movie?
Play Brewski?
The kids?
Vin Diesel.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
They'd have to put hair on him, but...
Yeah, so...
And he looks nothing like him, and he doesn't act
no,
like him.
No, it's the attitude, you know?
I could see that, actually, Fred.
Now, he's got...
Get the hair
now,
thing
Mike
fixed.
Has no, Matt stupid. Dillon as Drew Bledsoe.
Matt Too Dillon short. Is my height.
They can make that difference.
No, they can't. You can't fake 6'5".
Yeah, no, they make him look tall. They use boxes. Haven't you ever seen Adam Schefter? Yeah. Sorry, Adam. I know you're a guest of the show, but...
you're a friend of the show and all.
Now, I could see Matt Dillon playing Brady.
Or me.
Matt Damon,
yeah.
That's what I meant. Damon, me.
Unbelievable.
Craig
Maybe
T.
Maybe I
Nel-
should play Andy Brady. Hart. That's who Matt Damon should be.
Right. Craig T. Nelson as Robert Kraft. Remember Craig T. Nelson
too
from
tall
the
and looks nothing like him.
Please. Why are you so
you
fixated
have to
on
look
the looks?
Like him.
Because that's what a casting director does.
No, it's not. They make anybody
this
look exactly like they want him to
like
look.
This isn't like one of those, you know, when the guys dress up as the girls and do the drag queens. This is they don't have
about?
To have that type of resemblance.
Lakaja
well,
Ball.
To,
no, but it helps.
I'm trying to come at it from his perspective.
It helps, Fred, to what? Have it helps to have the actor who's playing the character be somewhat like the character.
It can help. But remember Chevy Chase's characterization of Gerald Ford. Remember he made a little career out of it.
Yeah.
He didn't look anything like Gerald Ford.
I mean, like
he did
Frank,
a characterization of it.
They dressed Frank Caliendo up to look exactly like Bush.
Right.
I mean, forget about the impersonation
no,
that he does, which is spot on,
yeah.
But they make him actually look like
yeah.
Bush.
Right.
And he does all the mannerisms.
Funny, though, they can't make him look like
Bush. You're in the studio. We just let one go. Just one time.
It's funny, though, Walt, because they can't make
TV
him look
right
anything like Jerry Seinfeld.
Richard Nixon.
He could.
Jeez.
Who? What now?
Frazier.
The Seinfeld one? Because he's so fat. He does a Seinfeld thing, but he's so fat that you can't make him look like Jerry Seinfeld because... Jerry's thin.
All right. Here's an interesting one.
It says here's Jerry's thin.
John Voight as Charlie Weiss. No.
He'd have to gain a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I can kind of see it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's
kind
of old, too, though.
He could put...
He's kind of old.
I can kind of see it.
How about Charles S. Dutton as Romeo Cornell, only because Reginald Vell Johnson was already taken?
That could work.
Who's Charles, whatever.
You're 5 foot nothing. 100 and nothing.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah,
the
Rock.
He was in The Rock.
Not The Rock.
He was in Rock. Yeah.
Which was a great show until they decided to do that live show.
He was Rock.
Jumped
the
shark.
Who was Rock?
Charles S. Dutton was a character named Rock.
I thought that The Rock is that guy.
The Rock and Rock are two different things.
All right.
Like NFL.com and the NFL.com are two different things.
And then we have Doc, who's in the booth.
Chris Klein as Teddy Bruschi?
No, gosh.
Chris Klein?
Chris Klein was in the American Pie movies. He looks nothing like Teddy Bruschi.
Okay. If you say it one more time, I'm going to come across it.
You don't have to come across it, Paul. I'm sitting right next to you.
Table would break, of course.
Omar Epps as Lawyer Malloy.
So the end of the table break.
Omar Epps as, yeah, that's good.
As who?
Okay, is that close enough
for
you?
Yes, that's close enough for me. Actually, Omar Epps looks a lot more like the Steelers head coach.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Separated at birth.
Big time.
And featuring Brian Dennehy as Bill Parcells.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much he'd factor into the story, but for some reason the mental image entertains me.
I like that.
And P.S. Flash is great, and Mikey Vandalism's premium podcast sound like a constipated horse.
Did you play one of those today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it any good?
No.
The open and close were good. He had some music quality. Put a little entertainment value into it.
Good.
But then,
no, it was good.
Then it sounded like he was at the bottom of the well again.
He's
he
our
had a good
best.
He actually had a good...
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, yeah. By far.
He had a good one, a good hypothetical. If Belichick were to be fired, who would take over as coach?
You know, on the same day where Fred was saying that today was the next step towards world domination and another Super Bowl title,
yeah.
He's going the other direction and saying, hypothetically, Belichick's fired tomorrow. Who takes over?
Tom Brady.
He went Josh McDaniels. Fred said somebody we've never heard of.
Josh is going to leave Denver to come
I
here?
I didn't know.
It's hypothetical.
That's what I said. Paul got mad at me.
That's exactly what I said to him.
Ian writes in, how did Vince Red look? He seems to have the size and athleticism to fill the outside linebacker position, and he performed well on special teams last year. I guess this question is coming from a small school. Does he get it, or will he get it?
He should technically get it faster because the system is... Al Groh, Bill Belichick, it's all related.
But if you ask
his linebackers coach,
not really.
Yeah, I'm off Red.
Should we be remiss, Andy, if we didn't bring up the really impressive pass rush that was on display when they had a personnel group of Eric Alexander
on the out,
Sean Crable, and Vince Red.
Mm.
And you know that they were in the huddle. And they looked around, and they knew that they were capable of bringing the kind of pressure that had not been seen.
Well, speaking of Sean Crable, he says, how did he do? I've heard he has put on some bulk this offseason.
Hey, Gerard Mayo's at the tennis.
Oh. Are Crable and Red comparable in athleticism? I would guess because Crable is coming from Michigan, he might have been ahead of Red. But now that Red has almost a full season under his belt, would you consider them equal?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
Sean Crable is
light years ahead of Vince Red.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last week during the rookie portion of OTAs, Sean Crable was getting all the reps with the defense, the first defense in those drills, and Vince Red was over being a tackling dummy running back for some other drill. Sean Crable is going to play significant reps for this team this year. I can't guarantee they'll be good, but he'll be on the field.
Let's see. Todd writes in, and Todd says, of all the new guys, including the rookies, who is going to be the 2009 MVP? I'm going to say Paris Lennon. Just kidding. I'll say Fred Taylor. Of the new guys, who will be the MVP?
I'm going to stick with my big.
I think Fred Taylor's a good
Joey
one.
Joey Galloway.
I think Taylor's a good selection. Galloway and Taylor are going to fight for it.
I'm going to say Lee Bodden.
Okay.
Lee Bodden
is a candidate.
A good selection.
He's a good candidate.
I'm going to say Greg Lewis. Well, we're all sticking with our binkies.
So in the span of about 3 hours, Andy has gone from he stinks to he's the MVP of the newcomers.
I need to vent for a minute, Fred. Sammy Morris is the most disrespected player on this football team.
Sammy Morris.
I'm getting a little sick and tired of people overlooking him.
Okay.
Because all the guy has ever done when he's been healthy and played is contribute.
Okay.
And contribute
well. He started last year, led the team in rushing, had the most 100-yard games, everything. And everybody just overlooks him. I was reading a thing on one of the websites today, ranking backfields, which include running backs and quarterbacks. The Patriots came in at fourth, and it listed under them Tom Brady, Lawrence Maroney, and Fred Taylor. Mm-hmm. There was no mention of Sammy Morris, the returning leading rusher.
Not good.
The guy who over the last 2 years has been phenomenal when he's played. No one seems to notice Sammy Morris.
All right.
And
I'm
he's
sick
really
and
not
tired.
Maybe
he'll take that to heart. Maybe he'll
get on the practice
come
field,
out there with a chip
today.
On his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Not.
Well, we needed to get Fred Taylor reps.
That's true. Maybe Bill is like me. He knows what Sammy Morris can do. He's okay with Sammy Morris. We got to see what this Taylor clown can do.
Tom from Tampa says, I don't know what's going on today, but you guys sound like you are trying to throw each other under the bus.
Have you never listened to the show before?
I know.
Well, Tom from Tampa, that is a new name. I don't know.
Not only do we throw under the bus, we back it up. We go forward, back, forward, back, forward. Obviously, the web is blowing up with the return of Brady and our offensive juggernaut, but I am really interested in hearing about our defense and if the combination of our new solid secondary and D-line is going to allow our linebacking crew to once again be in more positions to make great plays.
Yes. I'm buying into the secondary, Fred. I'm getting excited. I liked what I saw from Bodden and Springs. You know how I feel about Sanders. Merriweather's the 17th best safety in football, so he'll take a step forward. I legitimately, though, but in all seriousness, I think the secondary is going to be pretty good. I think they're going to make plays. They might give some up,
I think
but
will
I think
be,
they're going to make plays.
I think it will be much better.
More than they give up?
There's no question about that.
Will they make more than they give up?
Yes, they'll make. I think you're going to harken back to, I'm not saying they're going to be as good, but the Eugene Wilson first couple of years,
03-04.
Where balls were bouncing in the air, they're picking off, guys are getting hit. You know, big plays, not always game changers, but I think the secondary is going to be legit.
I like the moves they made this year at this time of year a lot better than I like the moves they made last
year. God.
Oh, big
at
time.
This
time
yeah. The caliber of player they brought in is
like it's all about opportunity and who's available.
it's always better to assess a free agent class after free agency.
Steven
is done.
New Hampshire writes in, I'm sorry for the profanity. But I also wanted to say
if
Eric
Steve.
Doesn't have that challenge against Guskowski, win or lose, even though his writing is the best, he'll still have a question mark over him. Come on, Eric, don't tell us you aren't looking forward to it. And as for actors for the movie, Ben Stein as Kraft and Alex Baldwin as Belichick.
Ben Stein
as
Kraft.
I think if you're going to do a comedy,
would be hilarious.
That would be good.
What about Alec
I think
Baldwin
that would be great.
Kraft.
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. I like him. I think he's versatile.
Yeah.
He was the guy in... the movie up here,
Glenn
right?
Gary, Glenn Ross?
No. The movie up here that Fred said was the greatest ever until he saw another movie.
That's every movie he's ever seen.
Up here.
Nicholson and DiCaprio.
Oh, The Departed.
He was the
The Departed
the chief,
was a great
right?
movie.
Hey, it was the greatest you ever saw until you went to another movie the next week. Because every movie you have ever seen is the greatest you've ever seen.
There's a lot of great movies. The Departed is one of them.
But he was that guy, right?
Did you think he was
the chief?
Yeah, he was the chief of the state police or something.
He was good in that. He would be a good Mr. Kraft. Give him the shirts and the hair.
I like Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
I think that works.
Okay. On the phone right now is Kevin from Reading. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. I usually don't get to give you guys a call because I got to work, but today I'm home sick. So.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Just the head cold.
H1N1?
What are you taking?
I'm letting it heal naturally.
Oh, okay. So you're not into drugs?
Not right now. Okay. Give it a couple of days, though.
Okay. Wait till Saturday night. He wants to extend his sick days from work.
Not a bad idea.
You know?
Yeah, well, you know, because of the economy, we're already working 4 days. We work 5 days and only get paid for four, so I don't feel too guilty.
What do you do? Wow. What do you do where you're getting absolutely ramrodded?
I'd rather not say, but we're getting ramrodded. I agree with you 100%. one thing, I've got an iPhone, and I know that you guys, I know whoever uploads the podcast, usually on your website there right after the show, but the they don't upload it on the iTunes until the next day. I was just wondering, is that on purpose, or because I usually, because I can't listen to you live, I usually download you on my my iPhone.
Right.
And I just noticed that it's always the next day rather than after the show.
I think Chris uploads it pretty much the same time he puts the file on Patriots.com, but iTunes, it goes into a queue, and I think it just takes a little longer to get up on iTunes. You can just go to Patriots.com and download the file to iTunes and get it that way.
Yeah, the only problem with that is I don't sync my iPhone with my computer, so that's why I got to wait for the iTunes.
Gotcha, okay.
But one thing was, seeing where in the past, I don't know, ever since probably Belichick was on here, maybe minus 1 year, we've always had a rash of injuries in our secondary. I mean, you know, guys going down left and right. I kind of look at this current squad, and I know with Springs and all those other guys and the young guys they have, to me this seems like this is one of the best group of cornerbacks we've had, or could be one of the best group of cornerbacks we have. Plus, you have the depth at secondary. What do you guys think of that? Do you think I'm just dreaming, or do you think that's something that could work out for us?
I think depth-wise, it could be.
It's lacking the top-end talent.
Yeah, the one thing, you know, you'll never have anybody like Ty Law was when Ty Law was in
his heyday. Maybe Bodden can be that guy.
Yeah,
he had good success in Romeo's system.
He hasn't yet, so, you know.
Well,
but
I think you'd think differently.
But I think,
if he had eight picks for you,
I think
it was the Patriots and not the Browns,
I think
you'd say Lee Bodden is one of the best corners
in
football.
I think from on paper, depth-wise, I think he's right. I
no
think
question.
This could be the best group, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not going to have that kind of Ty Law type guy back there, or Asante Samuels back there, but I think they might be just a better, like they might be more solid all the way through.
Right.
Once you have a couple of games, because you know we're going to have a couple of games where one or two who knows, maybe even three guys are down for a two or three game stretch.
And in today's NFL, you have to have that because it's a passing league. That's where you need your depth.
Right. And I think, you know, having more guys who are at least average or better than average is better than having one great guy and a bunch of subpar
especially
guys
in a Belichick defense where it's all team-based.
Yeah. So I think you're right, though, that it's going to be better than it has been in several
years. But they need the playmaker. They still need the Asante Samuel or the Ty Law.
Do you think Bowden, what's his name?
Bodden.
Do you think he could be that guy?
But Fred doesn't.
Oh.
Well, not to the
Fred's Fred's anything but Patriots.com.
He's not going to have 10 interceptions.
Why not?
Well,
why?
Who knows?
I don't think so.
Why are you down on Lee Bodden?
Because he's not.
He should be your kind of player. He has the experience in the system.
I think he's going to be
He's young.
Fine.
He's on a one-year deal, so he's hungry to produce. I mean, he is Fred.
That more than anything should tell you that he's going to end up with double-digit interceptions because he's only on a one-year deal and he'll be gone.
I really think he could have a great year here. Right. I'm not saying he's a great corner, but I think he could have a great year here.
Okay, great.
Not to change subjects, this one I wanted to throw at Paul. You know, Paul, it kind of seems like you don't think Ellsbury can go out and get it in center field. Just to be honest with you, I think that's the best part of his game. He doesn't have a great arm.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good arm at all. I do think he can run like no one else. I don't think he gets great jumps on the ball, and I think a lot of his quote-unquote great catches are because he misjudges the ball.
He thinks he makes the easy ones look hard and the
hard ones
look impossible.
No one makes the routine look tougher than Jacoby Ellsbury.
I can't agree with you, but
that's okay.
When you compare him to say Coco Crisp, because I thought Coco, you know, he had a spaghetti arm.
Oh,
wow.
What's that all about?
PFW in progress.
Patriots.com, guys.
Wow.
We talk about it. We just spent 20 minutes talking about the movie.
The Red Sox are.
Wow. But this isn't the Red Sox.
Wow.
This isn't EEI. The guy's local.
Jason's under orders.
Kevin, right?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin,
yeah.
I apologize.
Kevin from Reading.
I would be happy to talk to you about
that.
Sick. If you call back
sick
in.
Sick and everything.
Sick. He has to work 5 days a week for 4 days pay.
Seriously. He did have an iPhone,
this
though.
This next email.
I got to tell you, though, seriously. I mean, can you imagine if you had to work 5 days a week for 4 days pay?
That's not good.
What, you get paid for five?
Like, I mean, I just don't know. That would... And people just take that? People just show up and continue to work their best and give it their
all? Would you rather get 4 days pay or none?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the predicament that they're in.
You'll give...
That's what happens.
You pay me for 4 days, you're going to get four good days of labor.
But I'm sure that if you're...
The fifth day, look in the bathroom for that me. Might be there all day. That might be
what
happens.
A step up from what you've been giving Fred. Anyway.
If
you looked...
good, Paul.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Needle Nose.
Space. Good, Paul.
But the day
seriously,
you find out they're doing something like that wherever you work, you know.
But
you
I'd rather
it,
have the
grin
furlough
and bear
thing.
It and four you days now have pay. Your resume out everywhere you could possibly
hey,
put
Andy,
it. And
Serena Williams has your jacket on. You see that?
She's going to get a bigger chest than I do. A bigger ass, too.
Let's see.
She's got
Got to like that jump in the tongue.
You got to have two with that one.
This next email insults me. Cedric from Knoxville. Hey, Fred, I like your enthusiasm. However, you seem to lack objectivity.
I think it's by Cedric.
Welcome to the show, Cedric.
I don't know where he would, you know, think that.
No, he's objective. He thinks Lee Bodden stinks.
Anyway, did you see Sean Crable today, Eric?
Did I see Sean Crable today? Yes.
Yeah. And? What'd you think?
Nothing spectacular. I mean, he was involved, but nobody really out there today made any consistently wowing plays or spectacular efforts.
It's hard enough to have guys that really stand out during real training camp.
Yeah.
When they're just practicing, even when they're fully in all their pads.
Not to mention, I'm sure by accident, all the exciting aspects of team practice occurred on the far practice field, as far as you could get away from the media. Yeah, I know Bill probably messed up and wasn't quite sure.
11-on-11 team took place on the far field today.
Yeah. So luckily, I bring my binoculars so we can see a little bit from time to time. But you know, it's hard for all three of us to share the binoculars and find.
So you're saying they should bring their own binoculars?
No, I'm saying they should put the practice on the closer field.
Why don't you guys bring binoculars, the two of you, Andy and Paul? You don't believe in binoculars, Paul?
No, I just don't. I don't have any.
I like to see the whole field. I think.
I don't really.
If you limit yourself through
binoculars,
you get a microscopic view of the game. I think the game is played on a large field by 22 players. You look through binoculars, you don't get the whole picture.
You didn't catch that one, huh?
I wasn't listening.
He told me I should get a pair. Then he said I should get some binoculars too.
That's good, Fred.
I love
it, Fred. That's one of your best in a while.
Oh, shut up, Craig from North Carolina. Craig Bunce.
Andy, you're full of crap.
The one who taught Fred how to analyze football. I mean, Paul, how to analyze football.
Did you guys ever come up with an actor to play Bob Kraft? Being a huge fan of the show, Two and a Half Men, it occurred to me that Robert Wagner would make an awesome Kraft.
I can see it.
If they ever came out with a Patriots spoof flick, Kraft should be played by one of his goofy real-life friends. Imagine Donald Trump with his hair dyed white for the role.
Oh, I actually thought of Donald Trump. Wow.
Just kidding. I like Bill Paxton as Belichick.
Yeah.
The most important thing about Brady's practice was that he moved well and is gaining confidence in his knee. I am taking a wait-and-see attitude about Galloway. I don't think situations have presented themselves for him to reach his potential until now. Welker and Moss are going to draw the best corners and occasionally will be doubled. If Galloway stays healthy for the entire season along with Welker and Moss, we could be more productive offensively than we were in 07.
I'm not sure Welker and Moss are going to draw the other team's best corners.
We have an experienced O-line with a deep stable of running backs. We may average over 40 points a game. I just hope we don't need the 40 to win. Still waiting on that pass-rushing offensive linebacker to come on board. I'm glad Paris came on board
outside
to provide some depth on the inside. And just for purposes of clarity, Fred is my favorite on the show, fellow Homer, genius 1 minute, out there the next. Love that. Paul has my respect for his knowledge, outlook, and football mind.
Because you share the same philosophy in the game.
It took a while, but
Andy for his fake tough guy voice.
It took a while, but now I have tremendous respect for Andy. I especially appreciate his biting wit.
I like it.
When
too.
He first joined the show, he came across as an arrogant know-it-all who did not respect his peers.
Oh, no, that's the way he is.
Yeah, believe me.
What's changed?
So, guys, has Andy evolved, or is it just that my perception of him has changed? And looking at the blog post, Andy is working it, and Eric is doing fine. To clarify, that's what he said.
Sorry, Eric.
To clarify for future lunch hosts, what the hell are your favorite foods, Paul? Steak and lobster work for you?
No.
Lobster doesn't
work. Seafood.
Steak
pizza
will work.
And burgers.
You don't like lobster either, Paul?
Just so you know, every lunch that we've ever had bought for us has been fine with me, with the exception of Skipjacks. I don't like seafood. Every other thing that anyone's ever gotten
chicken,
us.
Parmesan there.
Yeah, I did, but it
didn't really look good to me.
It's a place that specializes in seafood.
But you said you loved it.
You did.
It was
you
good.
So
yes.
Why can't you have that?
It didn't look really that good to me.
Oh.
But
he's, you know, he does this.
He is so stubborn.
But
we
need to give
some love to Davio.
Like, I don't understand why everybody has to like absolutely everything for you.
And the fans will step up because the burgers and the pizza from Davio's are not that expensive. Trust me.
We've had our listeners buy us lunch for going on 3 years now.
Right.
I've never, first of all, I'm too fat to turn down too many meals right off the go. I've never turned down anything. I like them all. Skipjacks is the only one I don't like.
Let's see. Taz from Toronto.
I like Taz. Good. Thanks for commenting on the blog, Taz.
I've noticed that you guys like over or under games, so I have one. But first, what did Edelman do today in practice, and how did he look?
Almost got his head taken
off.
As
I said, had it been pads, he'd be right now on a stretcher on his way to Boston Medical Center.
Although
he
did.
Kilt.
He did maintain his his feet the whole time. He didn't fall or slip around, and it was a kind of a drizzly, damp day, slick field, and he managed to stay on his feet all day.
But Paul has noticed something, the astute Craig Bunt's football eye that he brings to the game.
Jealousy's going to get you nowhere, my friend.
That Edelman has a false step hop that he does at the snap of every ball. He hops up and then starts to run. That cost you time. That cost you a split second.
I don't know if it's something he's doing like during these practice reps where there's no one there and he's trying to simulate
Press, get off the press, a little wiggle.
But it's noticeable. He does it every time.
He returned kicks, by the way, too. There was the third grouping he returned the kick. What was the second grouping? Wheatley and?
Butler.
Butler and Wheatley. Butler again. Sorry, Paul.
What did he do?
Nothing bad.
Nothing at all.
But did nothing to stand out. I'm looking for a Bo Jackson type athlete.
Nothing.
I haven't seen him stand out. He's supposed to be the best athlete in the country.
How did Sebby Vollmer look?
A lot like Jonathan Ogden in his pass pro. Played some left tackle, which I thought was interesting.
I'm sorry, Fred, but I'm seeing nothing. He did nothing to stand out.
And Buss was on the right. It was a nice second group tackles there. Buss is doing a fine job out of Louisville.
Buss.
That's George Bussey. You never heard of him, have you?
Yeah, I have.
There you have him.
Let's see. Zero. Over and under on the amount of years a player has left, assuming for argument's sake that he remains a Patriot. Brady, 7.5 years.
Under.
Under.
Over.
Falk, 3.5.
Under.
Under.
Springs, 3.5.
Under.
Taylor, 2.5.
Under.
Moss, 5.5.
Under. Under.
Welker, 9.5.
Under.
Under.
Yeah, all of them under. Adalys Thomas, 5.5.
Under. Who's Bruce setting these lines? They're terrible.
Yeah, they're bad. Brewski, 1.5.
Under.
Well,
there was not a single over in the group.
Okay.
Because I thought a lot of them, even though they were the whole number. Like Taylor, the most I could see him playing is 2, and his number was 2.5. Brewski is 1, and it was 1. Right. They were all like the number right below.
Yeah.
Larry the Drunk says that Frank Caliendo's best impersonation is his Charles Barkley one.
Very good.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen it either.
Terrible.
But he does a Madden that sounds.
Yeah. Madden is good.
You cannot tell.
Yeah.
It really is that good.
I've never heard
the
Barkley.
Never saw that coming.
John in South Carolina was reading a post on a Patriot fan site. One thought they brought up was moving Seymour to outside linebacker and replacing him with Warren.
No.
Is this even a possibility? Would he be too slow for outside linebacker?
Yes. Okay, let's just play along for a minute. Who are you replacing Warren with? You're replacing a starter with a starter.
Yeah.
So 310-pound outside linebacker.
I'm not saying over Julius Peppers.
I'm not saying he is not a value at his current position, but if Peppers can make the move.
125 biscuits over Julius Peppers. It's about 25 pounds over Julius Peppers.
Well, he's
wondering if Peppers can make the move, can Seymour.
No,
they're different athletes.
And it's a 30-pound difference.
Yeah. There isn't that. He played at 290.
Well, there's at least a 20-pound difference.
The people I've talked to in Carolina said 290 something.
Who was that?
I'm not going to reveal my sources.
Well, I talked to Pat Jasinskas. Did you talk to him? I didn't. I just know that he used to work for Charlotte.
Yeah, but he's ESPN now. He would lie. Right. That's what they do at ESPN.
Oh, wow. I just think he's too big, Freddie.
And not athletic enough. He's a ridiculous. Fans do this all the time.
Well, the other thing,
because a guy's athletic as a tight end doesn't mean he can play wide receiver. Because he's athletic as a defensive end doesn't mean he can play outside linebacker. Because he's athletic as an outside linebacker doesn't mean he can play safety. Because he's athletic at safety doesn't mean he can play corner.
Well, the other part of it that is... that gets lost sometimes. Richard Seymour and Ty Warren played defensive end in a 3-4. They are defensive tackles in a 4-3. So
good, Paul.
Seymour does not play the same position as Julius Peppers does in Carolina.
True.
Yes. Even though they're both listed as defensive ends, it's not the same position.
A good astute observation from the Bunt School of Football.
Well, you might want to attend a class or two and learn something.
Adam. You get like 7-month hiatuses when he disappears.
That's like spring
break.
It's
over a year.
It's vacation.
Was it over a year that he disappeared?
It was the Super Bowl was the last time we heard from him, before the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Last show we were wondering whether or not Brady being on the field was orchestrated or if ESPN knew ahead of time
on Monday.
Was it by chance. Yeah.
And we were told that it was by chance.
Yeah, well, Adam says that, I know I'm late in this discussion, but I used to work for ESPN as a camera assistant, and from what I saw, it was an accident that they caught Brady. Based on the footage I saw, there was no footage of Brady walking onto the field. They would have had 5 interns. ESPN, Disney, love not paying for help. And if you read this, you have more balls for criticizing the Mouse House. on the field with walkie-talkies getting everyone together in time to see the passes. If it was orchestrated, then shame on them for not catching him walk on the field. On the topic of Brady retiring from a different team, I think with Jizzy living in New York and the chance of more kids coming, East Coast stability
Pardon me?
For a family sounds more reasonable than going back west. Now let's play a game.
I can't even do the Andy. That's because it's that's just wrong.
That just isn't something we can say.
Would you trade any of the three Lombardis for the 42 trophy in perfect season?
Yes, the Eagles won.
Yeah, I would trade
that was
one
the worst of all of those.
I don't know. Then you're giving up back to back.
Well, I would.
But
yeah,
you're getting perfect season.
Any of the three. I don't care about which one. I would trade any of the three for that one. So you still have three?
Either way, you still have three.
Well,
yeah.
You can't trade the first one.
I would trade that one.
That was
I would trade that one for 19-0. I would rather be 19-0.
But the Eagles one, you've even said, was a lackluster Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Andy's right. It made you a dynasty. It gave you back-to-back.
Well, this would make you a dynasty, too, especially being
No, because you no back-to-back. You have the greatest season ever.
It would be 01, 03, and 07.
There's a separation there. I'm not sure that's a dynasty. That's not 3 out of 4 and 2 out of 2.
Dynasty goes over the decade.
Ah, don't
okay, good question.
So the
Second
Steelers
one.
Could be a dynasty if they win this
question.
Year.
Yeah. That's the kind of mindless stuff that we could
take
a whole
two dynasties in a single decade. Which decade gets the name of the dynasty? It was the
Why
Ming
are you
dynasty.
Talking so fast?
I know.
We need to address
hot
that
over here. This jacket works really well.
Unzip it. He's got no shirt on.
Like you, I actually have a couple shirts on. I don't show nipple and hair all the time.
Why are you looking?
It's hard not to. In the face.
If Brady held,
he's actually buttoned up. Today,
listen to me.
Well, it's the shirt because I'm second chair. I can't breathe.
Listen to me.
I'm reading an email.
If Brady held
Jizzy.
A golden retriever,
he was here today, by the
listen,
way.
Listen,
Yeah, Gil Sanders was in the house.
Was he?
Yes. Because he's a bum now and he doesn't have a real job. And he
self-proclaimed.
Apparently,
bum.
He said he's going to be here a lot.
And not to brag, but
can I ask why they're still practicing?
Can I ask why there's so many media here today?
Christ's sakes, were there any more reporters, I'd call it a convention.
That doesn't make sense.
I know. I thought of you when I was saying it. I had nothing that made sense, and I was like, this is going to be a Fred one.
All right. If Brady held a golden retriever dogfighting ring but brought us three more trophies, would you still want him?
No.
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 That's silly.
It's despicable.
All right. Ready? Over, under? Oh, what did I do?
I'm going to go with under there.
No, oh, hold on. Hold on.
Idiot.
Why is he talking like Chuck Bass?
Chuck Bass.
Who's Chuck
from
Bass?
From Gossip Girl.
No. Maroney will miss 5 games this season due to some injury.
Under.
I'm going to be consistent here. I got to get the comma in his yardage.
Right.
I need to play a lot.
Yeah, I need him.
Morris will have more rushing yards than Taylor. That's
under.
A yes or no.
I'm going to say no.
No. Sammy gets no respect.
Damn it. I like Sammy, but I think Taylor will get more.
Defense will move up 4 spots in rank by the end of the season.
What were they last year?
I think they were like 13th overall.
I thought they were 11th.
It's in that neighborhood.
It'll be a top 10. If the secondary is as good as I think it's going to be, I'll go yes.
I'll go yes, too.
Let's see.
Sure.
Patriots will come within 100 points of the 07 season.
Within 100 points?
Yeah. Under.
Didn't they come within 100 last year? Or they were within a...
No.
We had like
480 points, did we?
Oh. I thought it was
pretty close. We had that many?
I know there was a lot of points.
We were over 400, but I thought we were low 400.
Maybe. It was 443.
But, yeah, I do think they'll be within 100.
Pats will take Brady out of the game 3 minutes sooner on the clock with ridiculous leads than they did in 07.
No.
Yes. Brady will pass.
Also would admit that there was something
that they, need,
that they had to do.
Right, and they're being more cautious with them.
They just ignore those things, Paul. You think they acknowledge them.
That would be an acknowledgement.
That's
if they
what I'm
did
saying.
That.
It would be
no,
an acknowledgement.
They'll
That's exactly
do it
why I
and
think
not in any way.
Because they're right.
Discuss it in any way. Acknowledge that they're acknowledging it.
So if somebody asks them at a press conference,
about boy, I really hope that they start blowing teams out so we can have that argument again.
You should.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you hope that they're
are
blowing
they
teams
up
out?
Are they running up the score?
You should want that.
What do you want me to do? Kick a field
as they take over the world?
Right.
Is
exactly.
Wouldn't be a bad thing.
Brady will pass for 35 TDs.
Under. Close, but not under.
Oh, I have this bet with Carol Hardy, our circulation manager. We got a lunch at Davio's riding on it.
I'm gonna say,
she has the over.
Can I do the Eric Scalavino
push?
Push.
Oh, he's going to have 37.
Under.
Over.
For.
If I had to say, I would say under, but.
How many times in his career, Fred, has he gone over 35?
How many times in his career has he had Randy Moss?
Twice.
Yeah.
In one season, he had a really good year. The other season, he had zero.
He'll be
that
fine.
Averages out to 50 touchdowns. I mean, 25 touchdowns. An average
He'll
season with Randy Moss.
Moss will pass T.O. for For most all-time TDs by the end of the season, he's on his tail right now.
Yes, I don't know the numbers. In Buffalo.
I don't know.
He doesn't have a quarterback.
I don't know what the numbers are.
Yeah. My guess is T.O.'s going to have.
Who had more last year?
I don't know. I don't know.
How close is he?
I don't know.
Well, I need to know that.
He should have been.
I'm just going to go with yes, because
And finally, Eric will start dating a female by our next Lombardi.
I hope so.
I doubt it.
I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go out. I'm going to be daring. I'm going to go
out. Big year for Eric.
Yes. It's the year of Eric.
It is?
It is? Really?
What does that mean?
That doesn't really. You don't inspire me with a lot of confidence.
Wait, that pansy Josh in Virginia or whatever didn't email in?
Yeah, he did.
I'm going off of what Brady's confidence level was.
No, he emailed in. He said.
Andy's an idiot?
Something about Fred's great and you're an idiot.
You didn't read that. I wanted him to start a little battle there.
All right, well, that's
going
to do it.
Paul thinks he's, pencil,
For this edition of PFW in Progress, for all the information on today's OTA.
Pit bull owners, yes.
Tom Brady interview, Lawrence Maroney, Paris Lennon, and all the rest of the stuff.
Updates, text,
updates,
video.
Blog, go to Patriots.com.
Go to the PFW blog for Paul's calls and From the Heart.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Another PFW in Progress. We'll be back next week.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, God, yeah!
Patriots.com Radio.